Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Century 21 on North Henderson in Galesburg, your local leader in real estate. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We are at Van Dyke Field at F&M Bank Stadium, home of the Silver Streaks, as the Quincy Blue Devils come to town for Galesburg High School homecoming. And the Silver Streaks looking for their first win of the season, coming in at 0-4. Western Big Six Conference opened last week. Quincy opened with a victory, a big victory over United Township. The Blue Devils are 3-1. On the season. We talked about the weather. We alluded to it early on, but let's get into a little more detail. Of course, we all have suffered through the heat and the humidity of this week, but right now we've got it at 61 degrees. Feels like 60. I would like to point out the temperature has dropped 3 degrees just since we went on the air in the last half hour. So this is football weather, guys. This is what we love. Jake, down on the field, it's got to be as pleasant as it's been any game so far this year.
Yeah, there's nothing to complain about tonight. This is what you think about when you think of Friday nights. You smell the pork chops. You smell the just the atmosphere, and it's absolutely perfect. There is a little bit of wind that will be going in the southerly direction. It'll be helping if whoever team is moving in that direction, but it's nothing that is going to alter any kind of game plans at all. You got the streaks down here, black on black, and you've got Quincy in their white on blues, and a big crowd, you know, great homecoming crowd here on our side. Quincy didn't travel as well as I thought they might with a 3-1 football team, but it is a beautiful Friday night, and, you know, I don't have anywhere better to be tonight as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Jake, you mentioned, our uniforms being black on black there, and the good crowd that we have. The student section has determined, predetermined that there was a blackout tonight. So we have a lot of black here in the stands for the homecoming night, and hopefully we get a good result here.
Kickoff's coming about 10 minutes late tonight. Silver Streaks will receive the kick in the south end zone with Kobe Ramirez and Deontay Pulley standing at the one. The kickoff will come from the leg of Devin Neely, a 5'10", 205-pound senior. After the sophomores fell tonight to get homecoming started, 27-6, the ball falls off the tee. So the moment of drama gets extended for just a portion.
Very typically, Quincy has a monster leg. They always tend to be able to put some sort of soccer player out there or something that is predominantly in the end zone with his kickoffs, and the streaks are lined up pretty much for that to happen again. We'll see.
Yeah, with the wind at his back, this is almost predestined to go into the end zone, but we'll see if they want to take the chance of kicking to Kobe. It's a line drive kick deep, backs Kobe 5 yards deep into the end zone, and the streaks will start from the 20-yard line. Connor Ayton gets the signals and trots out onto the field as the rest of the offensive line leads the way for the Silver Streaks, looking for their first victory of the year. Kobe Ramirez, David Vaderman, Justice Gatson, Duan Pulley, the starting skill position players, the line, Austin Wettstein, Cody Thomas, the center, Kane Johnson, along with Blaze Purchase and Nate Geithner to go up against that three-man Quincy defensive front. They'll bring two in along the sides, just as the Silver Streaks do. Ayton comes under center, hands off to Ramirez running right, picks up three on first down, and this game is officially underway with the clock moving.
First play there, Jake, was that belly?
Yep, it was belly, and they gave the ball to Kobe, and this is a good three-yard gain there, and this might be something that you know, if we want to slow things down, you see the streaks huddle, and this might be a part of the game plan tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, I was watching the sophomore game. We ran Belly very, very well against them. Even though the score didn't show, we had a lot of success there against Quincy, but some turnovers late hurt us.
Ayton drops back into the pistol. Quincy stunting at the line. Short drop by Ayton. Pressure on. Passes it across the middle. Dewan Pulley tied up across the 30-yard line and thrown too far out of his reach, incomplete anyway, and very quickly it'll bring up third down. Now, this is a real problem for the Silver Streaks. In the last three games, Galesburg is 2 of 21 on third down conversions.
Right, and it's too bad there that I think Connor's eyes were trained on Pulley. He was going to go there the whole time and really needs to survey the field. They were running a blitz with their middle backers, and our tight end sat down perfectly in the middle of the field, Chase Castile. If we could have seen him, that would have been a first down completion.
Castile with the first reception for a tight end in last week's game at Rock Island. On third and long, a high snap, a soft one. Ayton corrals it, steps up in the pocket. Now he's on the run, and he tries to step to the 25-yard line before he's run out of bounds, crosses to the 26 for a gain of only 3, and that'll bring up fourth down for the Silver Streaks, and not what the Silver Streaks wanted, not only to punt on the opening possession, but not even to get a first down out of it.
Yeah, unfortunately, a little bit more of the same here on an opening drive, and we've seen this happen. We talk about wanting to start fast and free and out, and we're going to have to punt into the wind here, and Kreider and Brock back to receive these kicks.
And now whistles. We got a timeout by the Silver Streaks. Oh, that's really got to frustrate Mike Washabaugh. This is not even a minute into the game, not when you want to have to call a timeout.
Yeah, and I don't know what the he's got to see something. There wasn't a personnel issue. We've got all 11 guys out there. I don't know. Maybe Quincy is showing a punt return formation that he is not familiar with, didn't see it on tape, and just wants to talk it over. You know, last week Quincy ran a punt back for a touchdown against UT, so that would obviously be something that he's probably talking about. So maybe it's just they see something that they didn't like.
Well, I don't know. We lined up unbalanced, which may have been part of the problem. We had two guys on one side and four on the other. We're balanced out now, 3-3, so maybe that was the concern, that we're out of position, that the kicker's footed side as being right-footed was not protected as well, so that I don't know if that's what he saw.
Well, and you just can't take any chances against these guys, even if it is not even a minute into the game. The last thing you want is to have them run one back to start the game, pretty much like they did at UT last week.
If he does this right, he should punt it down the left sideline and hopefully not get a chance for this to be returned.
Good snap to James Hayden. Goes up high into that wind. It's going to spin toward the middle of the field, and that forces Quincy to back off of it. So no return made, and the ball rolls Galesburg's direction down to the Quincy 42-yard line, which is where the Blue Devils will start with their first possession of the night. Probably about the best result possible.
Yeah, the punt wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible either. And out of the bounce, we got probably, another 8 or 9 yards out of the roll in our favor. So certainly the types of things we want to have go our way right now.
Donovan Prost, the starting quarterback, 5'10", 185, a senior with the three running backs in the backfield. That's Kreider in motion. Handoff goes up right up the middle, and Quincy's going to break this on the opening play. Kreider with a handoff up the left side and all the way down the field for a 58-yard touchdown run to open the game.
You know, what's most disappointing about that is that was double dive, standard double dive that we saw out of Quincy, Geneseo in week two. We saw out of Rochelle, and we struggled with that. And I'm sure that Coach Little had watched our film on that, and certainly goes right into the double dive. First play, touchdown.
Just like that, Devin Neely, who kicked off only 1:07 ago off the clock, now in for the extra point. On the hold, the quarterback, Donovan Prost, 6-0 Quincy. Extra point is up. Plenty of leg. Perfect through the upright, 7-0 Quincy. 1:07 into the game. Take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
More and more people in this area are choosing to bring their vehicle to YEM for service. And we're not surprised. Factory-certified technicians, complimentary shuttle service. It's all part of the service experience here at YEM. This is Sarah Yem. Repairs can often come unexpectedly, and in some cases, at the very worst time possible. That's why we offer affordable service finance options to make the whole process a bit easier. Trust the service experts at Yem. North Henderson, Galesburg.
Galesburg's News. Galesburg's Talk. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
10:53 to go in the first quarter. Silver Streaks went three plays and out. Quincy got the ball, ran one play, a 58-yard touchdown run from Adante Kreider. And just like that, worst start possible for the Silver Streaks. But it's just the first minute of the game. So offense comes back, tries to put something together here, marches it downfield. See if the Streaks can get right back into the game here. They've certainly shown some resiliency at times this year. Mike Washabaugh talking in the pregame about how we got to play our first complete game of the year, the bounce on the line drive to Pulley, and he gets hit from behind and run down at the 30-yard line as he returns at 28 yards from the two. Good run back, and the Silver Streaks will start their second possession of the game from there. Well, you just got to get right back to it, right, guys? I mean, you can't.
Yeah, I don't see anything, you know, defensively that they're showing that we wouldn't be ready for, so, you know, we didn't get to really try a lot of things out. You know, running three plays, two of them being pass plays. As the Streaks now, we're going to spread it out. We're going to put Connor Ayton back in the gun and see if formationally we can get some space. I would probably expect this to be handed off.
Trips left to the, as they go to Kobe, trying to bounce to the outside. Gets some room to run, 35-40. Up the near sideline, crosses the 50-yard line, bounced out of bounds in Quincy territory as it's Cross Ward who comes back out of the linebacker position to chase down Kobe on the angle, and the Streaks move the chains into Quincy territory.
Yeah, that's all formational. They've seen something, obviously, in the scouting report that they like in terms of the defensive line. So we'll watch linebackers spread out. And you know, the first time they tried to run the ball, they were with a tight end. And we now see them spreading it out.
Yeah, you got the force player that was to the trip side, and we had a good block on him. And when you're able to block the force player, he's supposed to turn the ball in, and he wasn't able to, we get the edge.
Kobe says, all right, Adante Kreider, I can do a little bit of running myself. Gain of 23 from the Quincy 47. Streaks go to Deontay Pulley. Bounces to the outside, and he gets knocked out of bounds inside the Quincy 40-yard line down to the 39, and a good gain on first down, a pickup of 8.
So this is interesting. This is the first I've seen this all year, is they ran a little what's called a check with me. Coach Wash has two plays called in the huddle, and they call that, and then they get to the line of scrimmage, and they look and see how the Quincy Blue Devils are lining up. And then I saw Coach Wash yell something at Connor, and Connor made a call, and they went to the play that they liked the best.
Usually the call is going to be a roll with it. That's going to be the first play it's called, or kill, kill, and that's going to be going to the second play.
Second and two for the Silver Streaks. Pressure in the backfield as Kobe goes down for a loss. Back to the 45, maybe the 46-yard line. They're going to mark it right at the 45 as he loses 6 as Quincy broke through that easily.
Yeah, basically the same play 3 times in a row out of 3 different formations. Kobe running it twice, Pulley running it the third time. So one time to the well there, or 2 times to the well, and the third time didn't work out. So unfortunately in a third and predictable, and that's what Coach has talked about, the Streaks have struggled, and we're going to go empty. And like to see maybe Connor use his legs a little bit here.
2 wideouts to each side of the field. The short side is the near side of the field. Ayton looking right, throws that direction, caught by Justice Gatson trying to break free from the defense, but he can't do so. He slips the initial tackle, but then taken down to the 41, a gain of only 4, and it's fourth down for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah,
punting unit now does head out.
I was wondering. I mean, I would do the same thing here. I think you got to punt it and try to play field position. Hopefully you don't get those big plays, the big play, the home run play that we saw on their first offensive possession. But I think this is the right call here.
Well, plus you're kicking in the wind. You have the headwind here. You know, Hayden has the ability to kick us in the end zone with the headwind. It's a fake. He kept it.
And he's going to keep it running to the near side. Streaks broke a fake punt last week for a first down. Hayden takes a big hit running out of bounds, but it's a first down to the 33-yard line of Quincy. Hayden picks up 8 on the run, and the Streaks with an enormous fourth down conversion to try to get some momentum back.
And for the fans, that's not the same fake play that they
no,
put on
not.
Film and ran last week. Kobe got under center last week and ran it. This one went right back to the punter. And James is an athletic individual. I mean, you know, you normally think of your punter as just a kicker only. He, you know, had a little breakaway speed there and got the corner. Great blocking on the perimeter, and that's what the Streaks needed.
Jake, did you hear anything on the sideline as to, you know, to kicker or
no,
run?
No, that was called from the sideline.
Okay.
Yep, the whole way.
Here comes Jett. Oh, we missed that block.
And yep. Kobe can't slip the tackle from Jarrell Brock. Yep, he plays that side of the ball, too. And his speed saw him burst through the line, and Kobe loses six again.
Yeah, we ran a little jet motion. And that play starts 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and Kobe had no chance of even turning the corner. The blocker was out there. Sean saw it immediately and said, "We missed the block." We were there. That kid just athletic enough to get through it and made a tackle in the backfield.
So Kobe had a 23-yard run, but in his last two carries, he's gone minus 12. Out of the gun, Ayton, snap, rolling right, throws it on the run, and overthrows Gatson open at the 30-yard line, 6 yards short of the first down, but now brings up third and long after the incompletion.
Yeah, had his guy there. He had his receiver there, and I think he just hurried it a little bit. He was feeling some pressure. There was some pressure in the backfield, and I don't know if he wasn't able to get his shoulders turned and downhill. So just missed that one.
So 8:27 to go in the first quarter. Streaks down 7-0. Quincy has run one play from scrimmage, a 58-yard touchdown run. Silver Streak's second offensive possession has third and 16 from the 40-yard line. Ayton out of the shotgun. Empty backfield. Straight drop. Pressure on. Steps up in the pocket. Now slides to the left. Tries to stutter step past a tackle and brought down at the 38-yard line. A pickup of two, but not nearly enough.
And Jarrell Brock in on that solo tackle as well. And yeah, Connor's pretty shifty in the outfield, but he swallowed him up pretty good.
Yeah, he closed very quickly. Did you happen to see Kobe slip out
yep.
of the backfield on that?
Yeah, he and everything was looking to the left, and Kobe was sliding out to the right-hand side. And, again, it's just a vision thing. They didn't see him.
So this time Hayden back to punt, and he boots it up into the air in reverse parabola form. And it bounces to the middle of the field, sidesteps to the right over to the far hash mark inside the 15, and we'll be down right at about the 11, maybe the 12-yard line. You surprised that the Streaks pulled that fake punt so early in the game?
No. The record plays a little bit into it. Field position, we were in the middle of the field. It's not the worst place to pull a fake.
Mm-hmm.
You give up one touchdown on one offensive play. You know, the worst thing you do is give it right back and let them do it again. So I'm not surprised at all.
Well, we talked about, too, about keeping their offense off the field. You know, so you fail that attempt and you give them ball to 40, and you get it and you keep the offense off the field.
And the play goes to the right. Jarrell Brock's first carry of the game, and it's a good one. Not huge, but picking up some yard as the drive starts back at the 12-yard line, and he'll pick up six. And on his first carry of the game.
David Vaynerman made a fantastic shoestring tackle with really a play that looked a lot like what Rock Island, you saw a GT counter, basically, guard and tackle leading the way. And that was so successful for the Rocks last week. Vaynerman made a tackle, and if he doesn't, it looked like there was some open space in front.
Second and four for the Blue Devils. A handoff to the left side to the fullback. So they've gone three different running backs and three carries. Garrett Drew bullies his way across left tackle. Enough for the first down as he's tackled just short of the 25. Picks up 4.5 yards. That'll be enough to move the chains.
And, I mean, this is standard wing tee, what you're seeing here. And they're going very basic, very simple right now. They haven't had to do anything yet, and they've stayed ahead of the chains. This is what Rick Little wants his squad to be able to do.
So first down on just two plays. They go to Brock, running right. Feels his way through a couple of tackles, gets Uh-oh. Clogged up, bounces back, runs to the far side of the field, and he's got some room to run now. Price trying to chase him down, and he can't quite get the corner. Price shoves him out of bounds inside Galesburg territory, inside the 45-yard line. The Quincy sideline wanted a late hit call. No flag was thrown. It'll be first down Blue Devils at the Galesburg 45.
Had him gobbled up.
Sure did.
On this side, and then he just was doing things that he can do that is not normal, really, for a high school running back. And, man, they put him down in a three-point stance in this offense. And, Sean, I can't wait really to watch him on Saturdays when he stood up in a 2.8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. With all that vision that he has, he's going to be able to do some special things.
Well, you got to say something, too, about the fact that they pulled the guard and tackle, and our defensive lineman didn't go with that pull. When you go with the pull, you close down the cutback lane, and we didn't do that. The cutback lane is open, and here we go. We cut back again. We're not shutting down those cutback lanes.
This is Adante Kreider running all the way down the near side, and he stiff arms a silver streak. That was Demetrius Pulley who went down, and Kreider takes it all the way. He's carried the ball two times. He's over 100 yards, and he has two touchdowns after that 45-yard scamper. Again, another cutback. You guys said he was going left. He cuts back through the middle across the line, running to the right. Slips a couple of tackles, and then he's off and running, and it's 13-0.
Yeah, Jake talked about this week one or week two, gap integrity. And when you're playing that and you're playing a gap defense, you're going to be responsible for gaps, and that includes cutbacks. So if your lineman closes down or he's moving somewhere, you have to close with him. If you don't, you create cutback lanes, and that's what we're seeing happening here tonight.
So all the talk coming into this game was about Jarrell Brock, Iowa State. Jarrell Brock, all-time leading rusher for Quincy, and Galesburg fans sitting here thinking, well, this Kreider kid's not too bad either. And we knew that, but he's been the star of the show here tonight. Two carries, 103 yards, two touchdowns. Caps off a four-play scoring drive that covered 88 yards in just a minute 33. Mike Washabaugh talked in the pregame. Jake's already used the term, giving up the home run play. They've given up two of them now. And Coach Wash said, you know, that's what's killed him in this game the last 2 years, and it's killing him not even halfway through the first quarter here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's nothing really to add to that. It's two plays where the Streaks have had guys, sort of stopped, and it's just superior athletes right now making plays, and they've got two of them out here. And it's some tackling issues and some other things that are going on. So the Streaks got to find a way. Again, the best way they can do this is sustain offensive drives. So they got to find a way to do something with this offensive possession.
As Jarrell Brock heads to Iowa State last year, I would point out Kreider is just a junior.
Yeah, we'll see him again.
Yeah. And the ball falls off the tee again for the second time. So they'll get that one reset. 6:16 to go here in the opening quarter. Streaks down 14-0. Cardinals lead the Giants 1-0. That game moves to the third inning in St. Louis. Cubs already lost earlier today, but with only a week left in the regular season, Cardinals far more concerned about just holding on to that wild card spot more than any Central Division title, even though those two teams will go head-to-head to wrap up the regular season next week. Kickoff goes into the end zone. Streaks will have it at the 20.
Yeah, Quintana did not have a happy homecoming going back home to the White Sox field, so not a good day for him today, especially the second inning.
So Silver Streaks trying to put something together here. Had some positive things happen on the last drive, specifically that 23-yard run by Kobe Ramirez on the first play from scrimmage. This drive again starting from the 20. Three wideouts to the near side. Ayton after the play action keeps it rolling left. Almost an option play there, right? Crosses the 30, gets a first down close to the 32.
Yep, that's his own read. Very, very standard play that just most spread teams are running right now. And Connor, 85% of the time, gives that ball up to Kobe. And, and Quincy knows that too. He made the right read that time, and very good first down play.
Picks up 11, tail of the football sitting just on the positive side of the 31-yard line at the near hash mark.
Same formation here. We'll see what happens if we do redraw again.
Kobe lines up to the right of Ayton, gives it to Kobe, slips one tackle, but he can't slip the other two that are right there to finish him off. A couple of Quincy players reaching in there, trying to strip it out of there. That's been an issue this season. Blake Poling made the initial hit, and then Kobe was finished off for a loss of three.
Yeah, and that was the same play, as Sean said, and Connor should have kept it that time too. So maybe that's part of the game plan, is they want to see if 12 can beat him with his legs instead of two. And I mean, that's a pretty good pretty good plan in my opinion.
Yeah, Kobe after that 23-yard run has had negative yardage the last three. On the run, pass complete, far side of the field to Vaynerman at the 40. He's a yard short of the first down. Was thrown on move to his right by Ayton, and he found Vaynerman right in the numbers. for a gain of 12, and it'll be third and one.
Yeah, also out of the zone read look. So you've seen all three derivatives, I guess, of that offensive play. You've seen Kobe take it. You've seen Connor keep it. You've also seen the pass play that comes out of it. So that is a major part of the Streaks offense. So we're going to go double tight here in the eye for the first time tonight. Usually
belly.
The Streaks are in belly.
They need a yard and a half, maybe two.
Power.
They go Ramirez running to the far side.
And they're
trying
short.
To slip free, but he's a yard short. Yeah, he got past the initial tackle. Looked like he might be able to break free enough to get the two that he needed, but he just gets just one. And it's fourth down, and the Streak still without a third down conversion tonight, 0 for 4.
Yeah, Quincy really stacked the box on that. They were expecting belly two, and they were able to get off their blocks. And I thought Kobe was going to be able to get the edge, and there's just a quick close, just a yard short.
We approach the four-minute mark. Streak's down two touchdowns. The high snap to Hayden. Rush is on. He gets the kick spinning away, end over end.
Ball.
Coming up for it. Kreider can't handle it. It's free inside
Streaks
the Quincy
ball.
35.
Like we
and Galesburg
that.
Should have it at the 32-yard
yes,
line. A break that the Silver Streaks needed. An end over end punt spinning point to point. And Kreider misread it, kicking into the wind. And he ran up, but he didn't get up underneath it. He had to reach out with his arms. It slipped right through, and the Streaks jumped on it.
Absolutely, the break that was needed, and now the must here is something we haven't seen them do, is to take advantage of a big turnover. And they haven't had many. I think they're second or third turnover all year. So hopefully they can put something together.
Especially with this field position. Handoff Kobe, tackled in the backfield. He couldn't even get free to get even back to the line of scrimmage. Tackled at the 35 for a loss of two.
Yeah,
that's hard, you know, when you – you get the ball and you take one step and you're getting hit there. So, you know, the good news is, as you're doing a read like that, a defensive player is going to be taught to just kind of hit both guys. They weren't in there that quickly. That it results in fumbles, but we're able to hold on to it there, and, you know, just for a 3-yard loss, but at least we still have the ball.
Out of the eye, second and a long 12. Ayton under center, hands off to Kobe. Finds a little bitty hole across the left side. But he stacked up right at the 35 for no gain. And very quickly after the turnover, the Streaks facing third and 12.
Yeah, the Quincy Blue Devils are doing some really extravagant stuff with their linebackers, Sean. If you can watch this, what they're doing. I mean, they're multiple different blitzes. They haven't blitzed the same way twice yet. They're being very aggressive. And in that case, you know, the Streaks need to do some things to slow it down. They need to run different snap counts. They need to run some screens. Some counters, some things that can counteract that.
Well, they'll back off here. They might blitz one guy, but
right.
They're third running long. A three front like what we do.
Back to pass. Ayton, pressure from the backside. Throws into the flat through the hands of Vaynerman. Is up a little bit high, but very catchable ball. Would have been a short gain even if Vaynerman had brought it in. It'll bring fourth down.
And the offense will stay on the field here. I don't think you'll see a punt here now. I mean, on the 35-yard line, so at least they're going to have another shot at this. But fourth and a bunch, I don't know, some trickeration of some kind. You might see a screen, a draw.
Fourth and 12 for the Silver Streaks. 0 for 5 on third downs already in this first quarter. Down 14-0, 2.5 minutes to play. On homecoming. Out of the gun.
Here comes the pressure.
Pump
screen.
Fake. Everybody on. Screen
there it
play.
Is.
Pass.
There it is.
He's got room to
touchdown.
Run. 30, 20, 10. Man at the corner. Touchdown. There's a ball in the block.
He pushed
it's
him
going
in the
to
back.
Be negated.
He pushed him in the back.
Block
there was no
in the
one
back
to block that guy.
Inside the 10-yard line. It's Kobe had it.
Inside the 5-yard line. You block a guy in the back. He was going to score.
And it's going to negate the touchdown. And Mike Washabaugh is out on the field, and I think that's directed at his players, not
nope.
at the officials.
Nope.
No need for that block in the back. The Streaks had it, and it's negated.
Perfect play call for the perfect time. That's just bad news. Now, I got to see where that penalty is, because if you got 15 yards now, we are going to get the first down
yep.
still.
Yep.
We are still going to get the first down, and we still got a shot. They can recover, but... Man, that was
wow.
the screen that I was talking about. He ran the perfect play call. They had a jailbreak blitz.
Oh, they did. They brought the house.
And it was exactly what needed to happen. And just
Connor,
a mistake.
Yeah, Connor's pass is more like a jump shot.
Yeah, he was retreating for his life.
It's a fadeaway.
So, streak still with the ball. Down to the Quincy 13-yard line. Hand off Vaynerman trying to get to the outside. Falls forward across the 10 to the 9-yard line. Nifty little run by Vaynerman to pick up positive yardage. And the streaks are inside the 10, second down. As the drive continues, it started back at the streaks 20-yard line with 6:16 to go in the first quarter, down two touchdowns. They've now run more than 4 minutes off the clock with a punt, a recovered, a fumbled punt, a fourth down conversion on the last play. Now second and six from the 9. Ayton falling down. Hands off to Ramirez. Room to run right side. Spins inside the 5. Pushes to the goal line.
Ball
gets stripped down. And Jerome Brock comes out with it.
Signal touchdown.
And he's going to run the other direction. But the official on the far side says touchdown.
Nobody knows what's going on right now.
Well,
the white hat doesn't know.
The official on the other side has hands up. I never heard a whistle, but it was.
I didn't either.
I mean, we were shouting up here about touchdown, so.
They're talking it over inside the 5.
It's a touchdown.
Touchdown. There's the official signal. They talk it over, and Kobe, a hard run in the 9-yard line as Ayton was falling down on the handoff, and the streaks cut the lead in half here with a minute 41 to go.
He got stepped on. I don't know if that would have been
the
center or if we pulled. I don't think we pulled there, did we, Jake?
No, that's always a toe. That's a center. Center, unfortunately, has to go forward, and if he got pushed back, that happens a lot where quarterback's toes get stepped on, and you see that athletic play that Connor made right there to get the ball into Kobe's chest, and then Kobe did the rest of it, and the offensive line escorted him in. 2-point conversion, good.
There we go.
So the Silver Streaks use the trickeration, as Jake says, to get the 2-point conversion. And it's 14-8 with a minute 41 to go in the first quarter and some life in the crowd at Van Dyke Field. We'll take a break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Dickerson's Photography, encouraging you to come out and catch all the action of local high school sports. Go Streaks!
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
They have become as politicized as everything else in this country seems to have been politicized.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
An 11-play scoring drive for the Silver Streaks. They cover 80 yards. They recover a fumbled punt. They get a fourth down screen pass for a first down that should have been a touchdown. Called back on a block in the back penalty, and they scored anyway. So they did not let the setbacks keep them out of the end zone. And the 2-point conversion now makes it 14-8.
I'd sure be thinking right here, as a coach, as an onside kick, we haven't stopped him yet.
But their front row's back. There it is.
There it is.
No, too hard.
Yep.
And it takes a bounce inside the 35-yard line, slipping one tackle, Rudd, and then the streaks swarm around him inside the 40 to the 38-yard line.
Nice tackle by David Vaynerman there in open field as the guy was, stepping back and forth to try to find an opening. Close that down.
I don't know who the block in the back penalty was on. You guys might have been able to see that better than me, but that kid is the happiest kid on the field right now because it didn't cost the streaks. We're able still to put one in and recover from that adversity and get one in. That's a good sign. That's a team that is growing because that's something that can be demoralizing to a high school football team to make that mistake, take points off the board when you're struggling.
So defense Dive. Has to make it happen. Up the middle, Brock slowed down by the jersey, spins out of it, and works his way all the way up to the 49-yard line. Streaks were doing everything they could just to hang on to him, and he still turned it into a first down on a gain of just about 12.
Yeah, Nico Delegionis looked like a cowboy that got his foot stuck in a stirrup there and was getting pulled. But, that's what you need, though. We slowed him down enough. We were able to converge. If Nico didn't get his hand on him and slow him down, he may have been off to the races there.
Again. Well, actually, he hasn't been off the races yet. So first down, short of midfield. Handoff up the middle. And the streaks were able to stuff that one. And a nice round of applause from the crowd, recognizing that they made the stop. But this was on Garrett Drew, the fullback. Kreider still hasn't carried on this possession. No gain for Drew. Second down. Under a minute to go here in this first quarter with Quincy leading 14-8.
Yeah, that was a trap play. I had the guard pull behind the center, moving over. Played that very well. Usually when you see that trap, it's nice to have a lineman that's going to go with the guy that's pulling, and in that really shuts things down.
Under center, Prost. Hand off, Kreider, trying to get to the outside. Cuts up field, gets some lead blockers, and he breaks free again at the far side of the field and pushed out of bounds. Looked like a one-handed push into the back that prevents the touchdown, but he's all the way up to the Galesburg 25-yard line on a gain of 26.
Yeah, that was a play Jake talked about earlier. We saw with Rock Island last week, the backside guard and tackle pull around. It's basically a sweep play. We've got to get some better outside leverage to stop that. We've got to turn him back in so our guys can play that.
First down, Quincy. Silver Streaks 25-yard line. Late first quarter.
In the wishbone.
23 seconds to go. The toss to Brock. Cuts up into the middle. Tackled from the backside at the 20-yard line. A couple of Silver Streaks got their hands on him. Quincy Bierce. Derek Pettis. Stopped him at the 20, just inside the 20 for a gain of 5.
That's the first time we've seen them in the bone, and that's just kind of a variation of the wing tee, which is essentially just a broken bone. Mm-hmm. And a long first quarter finally does wind down here.
14-8 Quincy after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Concrete is one of the most expensive and imperative parts of any building project. Whether you're laying the foundation for your dream home or putting in a decorative concrete patio, Courtright Construction of Oneida is the best in the business. So give them a call. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone at Van Dyke Field at F&M Bank Stadium. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller with you. Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer. 14-8 Quincy. Blue Devils on the move here to start the second quarter. Down to the Galesburg 20-yard line. Some other scores. Bit of a surprise late first quarter. Geneseo at home leading Sterling 7-0.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Princeville over Anawan Weathersfield at the half, 21-6. Here, 2nd and 5, Quincy just inside the 20-yard line. Scored on their first two possessions on what would have been their third position. They fumbled the punt. Streaks recovered it. Ended up into the end zone at the end of the drive. This handoff goes up the middle. A little dive play almost down to the 15-yard line. Close to a first down, maybe a little bit short. The third and
short.
Less than a yard.
They're staying in the bone this entire series. And the Streaks, you know, the only thing that stopped Quincy has been themselves at this point in time. They've been able to do just about whatever they want, and they're continuing with double-tight bone, and I wouldn't change a thing either.
Leading 14-8, looking for more here on 3rd and less than a yard. Brock cut back right side, tackled, but he gets the first down inside the 15. They didn't need much, but he got enough. Pickup of about 3, and they'll move the chains.
Yeah, the one thing with the bone is you don't see motion out of the wishbone, and so we don't see guys, you know, carrying out fakes and hiding the football. So the Streaks are going to be able, the linebackers should be able a little bit better to see where the football is and get directly to the ball.
Yeah, they've been a lot more under center here than what I've seen from Quincy in the past. You know, a lot of the shotgun and pistol, but certainly under center. And here's the wing tee again. No motion. Cross pass.
To the near side.
Quarterback's going to keep it.
Rushing to the 10, now cuts back toward the middle, and the Streaks swarm around him and stop in about the 8-yard line. First carry of the game for the quarterback, Prost. He'll get down to the 7 on a gain of 6. It'll be 2nd and 4. 14-8 Quincy leading by 6. Just 1 minute gone here in the second quarter.
You know, I was reading about Quincy last week. They had, 6 penalties maybe for 87 yards. 4 of those were 15-yard penalties. So in sportsmanlike issues there and face mask, whatever they were, but they had four 15-yard penalties last week. And we've seen a different team this week. So, you know, Jake was talking about how they're not going to shoot themselves in the foot, but certainly something they did last week. And then I would like to see that rear its head again here.
They can get a first down inside the five. They go to Brock, cuts back toward the middle, runs over a couple of silver streaks, and easily runs in for the touchdown with 10:13 to go here in this first half, his first of the game.
See, that again, that was the guard tackle pull around, usually a sweep play. And when you don't have – and when you don't shut down the cutback lanes, it was wide open. He just put his cleats in the grass, cut right upfield, and almost went in untouched.
Eight-play scoring drive. Silver Streaks really made him earn it for the first time in this game. But still results in a touchdown, and the lead is back to two touchdowns with the extra point pending. The kick, a rocket between the uprights, 21-8. Quincy by 13. 10:13 to go first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything is sports.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
21-8 Quincy, 10:13 to go first half. Streaks will get it back here on the kickoff. After the Quincy eight-play scoring drive, 63 yards, 3 minutes, 25 seconds off the clock. Jarrell Brock with his first touchdown run of the night. Sterling with an interception. And the game tied with Geneseo now at 7. That turned around quickly. Sterling really hasn't been challenged at all this year. Don't forget, Fighting Illini football follows our broadcast here on WGIL tonight. They take on Penn State. What's Penn State? Number 10, I think?
10, yep. That they are.
So we'll have that when they were due to kick off at 8 o'clock tonight. So we'll pick that one up when we are done. Quincy going short on the kick. There's some empty field on the far side. Streaks run up. Pick it up on the scoop. Nico Delagiannis almost takes a shot to the helmet at the end of the play. He returns it to the 37-yard line where the Streaks will take over.
Nico Delagiannis on the return.
Good field position, and now the Streaks have the wind at their back heading from north to south. I don't know if that'll change much in terms of how much we put the ball in the air. We haven't been too successful in the air tonight, but we've seen that success that we have had has been when Connor has been on the move outside of the pocket, so where he's a dual threat with his legs and his arm.
Sterling Newman with a 14-0 lead over Rockridge at the end of one. Silver Streaks shift. They'll line it up out of the eye with Vaynerman in front of Kobe. Ramirez with a handoff running left. Looks like he runs into his own guy. He breaks free out of that. Spurts forward for a first down close to the 50-yard line.
And, you know, that's why you do a shift. We got everybody set, and then we brought the tight end over. We took him from the right side of the formation to the left. And, Jake, I don't know. I didn't see Quincy move at all to that.
I didn't see any adjustment, and that might be something the coaches are going to look at for sure. We shifted a lot last week. Again, just trying to gain advantages anywhere you can. Another shift.
No movement.
Chase Castile lines up tight end left. Two wideouts to the right for the Silver Streaks. Fake to Kobe, rolling right. Ayton with a completion to Dewan Pulley. Tries to break free. Spun down inside the Quincy 30-yard line. Down to the 26, and the Streaks are on the move.
These are two fantastic play calls because they looked exactly the same. Very homogenous in their approaches. You shifted the exact same way to the exact same formation. You gave the ball the first time, and then the second time you keep it and you throw the little play-action pass.
Gain of 25. Ayton has thrown for 62 yards in his last two completions.
Good throws like that makes you want to say bingo.
Yes, sir.
Out of the gun. Fake handoff to Kobe. Ayton tucks it in. Cutting to the left side. Skips to the outside. First down into the 15-yard line. Steps out of bounds. All the way down to the Quincy 13. Nice little scamper by Connor Ayton to the far side of the field. And I like what the Streaks are doing here.
Fantastic rhythm in what they're doing right now. And you're seeing the variety and what the Streaks can do with this offense with Coach Wash calling these plays.
Actually, they're going to mark him out at the 12 for a gain of 14.
There we go. Can't have 12 guys in the huddle, and the coaches are screaming at Chase
Castile. When you have a tight end run a play in,
right?
The tight end needs to know that, hey, I should be the one coming out.
9:22 to go first half. Streaks down 21-8, but on the move here. First down of the Quincy 12, and now a flag down.
This looks like equipment, maybe.
Coming out of the line, Judge.
Hey, we weren't even set.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
So, illegal procedure by the Silver Streaks. 5-yard penalty remains first. Just their second penalty of the game moves them back to the 17-yard line for a first and 15.
And what is that, Jake? That could be something that maybe the center does with the ball. Maybe he picked it up and did something there. Usually they would talk to him about it. I didn't see a conversation.
You have a procedure penalty before anybody even gets set. It could be the way he handled the football there. I have no idea.
We've seen some things that have been perplexing at times this year.
We're in empty.
Yep, 8 and empty backfield out of the shotgun. Rolling right, looking. Now tucks it in. 15-yard line. Gets down inside to the 11-yard line. Gets the penalty yardage back, plus one more. And it'll be 2nd and 9. Aiden with a little pump fake and then immediately tucked it in and scrambled forward. And a nice little run for 6.
That's definitely a part of his skill set, and we've seen him use it more and more in the last couple of weeks. He ran a touchdown in last week, obviously, in the Rock Island game. He's got to be a weapon. We got to take the load off of the running back position.
5th play of the drive that started back at the Streaks' 37-yard line. Out of the eye. Streaks line up tight end right. Hand off Kobe. Up the middle. Got a little bit of run. And taken down inside the 10-yard line to about the 7. Kobe will pick up 4. It'll be 3rd down Streaks. 2 down territory here. 3rd and 4.
You got a Quincy player down here with some sort of lower extremity injury here.
Stop the clock with 8:20 to go. Tell you about what's good in Galesburg coming up in halftime, Sean Hickey.
This week we are Principal Houston is back with us. We'll be talking to him as we always try to figure out what's happening there at high school and what's going good there. And then we have Mindy Ritchie, who is the assistant principal, is going to be in to discuss some of the clubs and activities. And due to the fact that we have so many, we are going to have that as a two-part series. So we're going to have a first part this week, which is going to be focusing on what we kind of grouped as being maybe a specialized, where you see like an FFA or the Cultures Club. And then we also have a focus then, the next grouping was service clubs. So those are the two areas that we'll be talking about this week during the halftime show.
Defensive lineman Kevin Johnson, the injured player for Quincy, he is up and off the field under his own power. So he'll sit out a play or two as we'll bring it back to 3rd and 4 here for the Silver Streaks. Just inside the Quincy 7-yard line, 8:20 to go first half. Quincy leading 21-8. Fighting Illini down 7-0 to Penn State. We'll pick that game up after our broadcast here on WGIL. 3rd down for the Silver Streaks. Be a great time for their first 3rd down conversion of the game. Take it all the way into the end zone. Hand off to Kobe. Bounces to the outside. Cuts inside the 10, down to the 5. Inside the 5. Close to the goal line. And it's a first down for the Silver Streaks.
He's got it. Just inside the 2-yard line here, Kobe did most of that on his own.
He did.
Quincy had a pretty good job of hemming him in. He put his foot in the ground, and he got a bunch of that after contact, which we know Kobe is very good at doing. So the Streaks have just over 1 yard to go here and a good answer to the Quincy drive before.
And part of the reason why Kobe had to do that by himself was because that was belly, and our pulling guard was held by the defense, which is legal. He was slowed down enough. He got it in his pocket.
Out of the eye. Here's Kobe running left, and he gets across the goal line for the touchdown. And the Streaks are back within one possession with 8 minutes to go in the first half.
So, again, you're going to see the Streaks muddle here. We put this on tape. I don't understand. It's worked the last couple times. Yeah. It worked on Rock Island.
Last week, our muddle was split evenly. We had 3 to each side.
Yeah, this is a
this
different.
This week is, all grouped up with a bunch of guys on one side. Now they're calling timeout.
And Quincy calls timeout on this one. They were really thrown by that one.
Yep.
And Quincy Beers, who was up there ready to snap the ball, pumps his hands. He's excited about what's happening here, and that's good to see with the Streaks down 7-8 minutes to go in the first half.
That was, I'm going to tell you, on that drive, that's the best our offense has looked. You know, save for that little 5-yard misstep, whatever that penalty was, You saw no mistakes. You saw us throw the ball. You saw us run the ball well and get positive yards. Everything we did, we stayed ahead of the chains. I thought the play calling was fantastic. I'm telling you, there's things to get excited about here, and the streaks are continuing to make this a ball game.
It really made that one look easy. 7 plays, right. 63 yards, 2 minutes, 10 seconds.
Well, you know, look at the things that we did. The series before, we did a lot of the redraw. We were looking at that. And primarily what we were doing with that was not so much the play call, the redraw, but it was what we were doing formationally to right. try to get them in positions. That drive there, we saw a lot of changing the formation. So we had tight end exchange. We had, when we were double tight there, we brought one wing from one side to the other. And a complete reluctancy by the Blue Devils to adjust at all to any of that movement.
And speaking of changing the formation, we're going to come out in a different formation here for the two-point conversion. The Streaks check the sideline, and it looks like we're going to kick this one traditionally.
Yeah. They covered that. That was the formation that we showed on film. That was different from what we were before the timeout.
So straight up point after on the kick here.
Uh-oh.
Hayden with a direct snap. Rolling right. He's going to tuck it in and run it again. Try to get to the outside, but Quincy was ready for it. And the tackle made at the 5-yard line, so the 2-point conversion no good as Grant James makes a stop. But why not take the chance? Silver Streaks are down 7. That's where it stays with 21-14, 8 minutes to go.
Yeah, it's an easy call there to continue to go for 2 when you've already got 14 up on the board for the successful first attempt at the 2-point conversion. So that was, at first, I thought it was a high snap and it was going to be bad news, but that was absolutely, Sean's right, that was called from the sideline, and as we saw James get a first down on a punt, he was looking for 2 yards there, and Quincy had it covered up.
You know, some people, here watching or listening would say, okay, it's 21-14. You know, you kick that, and you're only down by 6. And you come up, and you score, and you get your extra point after that, and you're going to be ahead. We can guarantee we're only 8 minutes left, or sorry, 8 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's 21-14. This game is long from over. There's going to be a lot more scoring to go, and we're still within 7 here and certainly within range to not be like, well, we should have gone for 2 there. We should have kicked it. You know, there's a lot more game to go here and a lot more scoring to take place.
Knoxville leading Lewistown 46-6 at the half. That game will be continuous clock in the second half. Cardinals and Giants tied at 1.
After 3.
And the kick far side of the field, backpedaling all the way to the 1-yard line is Adante Kreider. He's slowed down at the 20-yard line. The Streaks surround him, and they take him down at about the 24-yard line.
Nice coverage there on the kickoff team. He fielded that ball, like you said, right at the goal line. And, any time you have a cover team, whether it be punt or kickoff, there's an ability to or a chance that you can outkick the coverage, and that's simply because of, you know, how you practice it or the speed you have. But that might be a little bit deeper than what we're used to, but we played that pretty well. Here we are going 1st and 10 and 23.
Bill Quincy huddling up, waiting for the ball to come in from the far side of the field. They've got it now. Alleman and Rock Island tied at 6. 7.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Back into the wing T formation.
Oh, double dive.
And the handoff looked like, I don't know.
Great penetration there by Cody Thomas.
Kreider tripped up in the backfield for no gain.
Yeah, and Cody Thomas almost took that handoff. And so the penetration, whether they stemmed or did a blitz or something, Cody Thomas completely unblocked, and he disrupted that play.
So Streaks getting a little better read on Adante Kreider. He rattled off 2 long runs on his first 2 carries of the game to put Quincy up 14-0. Streaks have outscored the Blue Devils since then and have slowed him down a bit. 7:20 to go first half. 21-14 Devils. Back into the wishbone. Hand off to Kreider. Cuts back up the middle. Little room to run. Streaks closed the hole just across the 30. Stand him up at the 31-yard line. And he'll pick up 7. It'll be 3rd and 2. Great opportunity for the Streaks defense here. They can get a big stop here and get the ball back quickly. Get the offense back on the field.
Yeah, that'd be obviously the best case scenario here. So, you know, let's see what Coach Turner's getting dialed up. You're gonna probably see some games played with those backers and tackles, Sean. I'm sure you're gonna have to pick a side and hope you guess right.
And we have not seen yet from Quincy because they haven't had a reason to the counter crisscross.
Right.
give to one, hand off to another guy.
Back into the wing tee. They go right up the middle. Jarrell Brock, who's got the first down and more, slips past Pettis and breaks free downfield. It's a foot race. He'll take it all the way. Not a flag down, as Streaks fans might have hoped. And it runs off into a 69-yard touchdown run, and Quincy right back on top by two touchdowns.
Nothing fancy there. Jake, you didn't see a guard pull, did you? That was just a straight dive.
Straight dive.
Speed right through, right up the middle.
So he doubles, more than doubles, his rushing yardage of the night. Had six carries for 63 yards. Pretty good average in and of itself. That one goes for 69. And Quincy back on top. They've scored four times in a quarter and a half. And lead by two touchdowns. Back in for the extra point, Devin Neely. And now they go for a fake. Back to pass is the quarterback. Rolling left. Donovan Prost throws it into the far corner. And a man breaks free for the two-point conversion. And he finds Hunter Yone in the corner to put them up 15 with 6:25 to go.
Prost pass was completed.
So Quincy showing a little trickery of its own, because that was not a broken play. I think that was designed all the way.
No, that was designed. And we played it pretty well. It just, like if you watch any football, whether it be the pros or college, and the guy, the quarterback, in this case it wasn't the quarterback, but he's able to move a little bit, it becomes harder for the defenders to stay with the guy downfield. And what happened there was he kind of ran toward the middle, and we had good coverage, and he just squeaked out real quick, and they hit him. So we played it well. I feel like we were ready for that. He just had too much time to throw the ball.
So a 69-yard touchdown run by Jarrell Brock. Streaks had an opportunity to get a big third down stop, try to get the ball back. Now their offense will have to go back to work and do what it has done successfully on the last two possessions and cut that deficit back down to one possession again.
We should get a chance at returning this. Last time kicking into this direction, we saw them pooch it to Nico Delagiannis, who gave the Streaks pretty good field position. And I, you know, even with the Quincy leg here, I don't think he's got the leg that's going to put this in the end zone with this win. The wind's not dying down as the night's going on.
He's got that line drive style kick that can cut through it. But yeah, that I don't think that would get deep enough either. They elect to go high and short to the far side of the field, open field, and then it bounces forward, giving a Quincy at the Blue Devils a chance to get to it, I think Deontay Pulley got to it first and dove on it at the 24-yard line. The Silver Streaks, unfortunately, all the rest of the team moved forward to get into blocking position and let Deontay go after it, and then when it bounced back toward Quincy's direction, giving them a shot at the recovery.
The Blue Devils have number 6 Corey Haynes down on that play.
He was one diving in.
He was, yeah. And he went immediately to his leg.
6:25 to go in this first half, 29-14 Quincy.
Why don't we take a minute here? We can talk about some things in the junior high level. We talked before the game with Coach Kyle Grady, that is the 8th grade head coach for football, and they won in overtime last night against Geneseo. That victory puts the team, I don't know exactly the record, but they're undefeated. And earlier in the week, on Tuesday, the 7th graders played, and they won as well. And both junior high teams there, 7th and 8th grade, are undefeated. And so we also have a freshman team. So that's good for the program here at GHS.
Streaks will have the ball at the 25-yard line, a chance to check in on what's happening. Cardinals, Giants still 1-1, bottom of the third. Penn State 7-0 Illini, so no changes in either of those games. Anyway, Pep says we're down to 59 degrees now. Feels like 56, and we're back to action. Ayton, pump fake. Pump fakes again. Scrambles away from pressure. Now rolling to his left. Pump fakes again. Throws it down the middle of the field into pressure. And did the Streaks come up with that on the deflection?
Yes.
Somehow Chase Castile with a catch at the 44-yard line. And the Streaks with an unbelievable first down.
You know, we got lucky there. Jake will know that, and one of the rules for a quarterback is you never throw late over the middle. You know, he had a nice spin move to get away from pressure. He kept the play alive, and he kept his feet moving. Receivers were working with him, and but he threw over the middle, and that's usually not something you want to do. It was knocked out of the hands, and who was it, Beers?
Chase Castile.
Oh, Castile, okay.
Nose of the football sitting just short of the Streak's 45-yard line. Ayton comes up under center with the eye behind him. Tosses it to Kobe, trying to run right. Finds a little bit of a hole, gets to the 50, crosses into Quincy territory before he's stacked up at the 48-yard line. Nice little run by Kobe on first down, and the Streaks are back in the Blue Devil territory on second and four.
To go back to that play, I tell you what, and you want to think about a Dave's out-of-body crunch time play of the game, first of all, right there for Chase Castile. But what I loved about what Connor's doing is he did keep his eyes downfield, but rule number one is you don't throw through the middle on that. And that's something that he's going to learn, and he's learned a lesson. But you got to love the guts and the attempt to try to fit the ball through a window.
Yeah, and he kept the ball up. He didn't tuck it. You know, and when you, as a defender, you have to honor that. You can't leave your guy and go up and try to make a tackle because you've got to respect the fact that he can still throw it.
Right. Ramirez gets swamped in the backfield. Blake Poling off the defensive line came charging through from the left side and dragged Kobe down back into Gillsburg territory inside the 48-yard line. It'll bring up third and seven.
Streak's taking a little extra time to get this play call in. Going to bring in an extra receiver.
That's Gaston coming in, right?
Yep, Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Not the character from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh. That is not the theme for homecoming.
That's right.
Arabian Nights.
Arabian Nights. Come on.
We have some other.
Pressure from the backside. Ayton rolling right. Throws it downfield. Deflected down with a one hand of a ball in the defensive backfield. Went up for it and just knocked it down. Went up high. Good elevation to knock it down, and it's incomplete fourth down.
Here come the punt personnel out. Fourth and six. On our own, 48-yard line.
Yeah, he'll have room here where he can really put probably full leg into this. He's got the wind at his back. If you're the Quincy coaches, I'm surprised you even put anybody back as many times as we've run a fake punt. But those are two dangerous dudes to kick the football to right now.
Both Kreider and Brock.
Nice
Ayton
punt.
Gets it high up into the air and deep, and Quincy just watches it go.
Landed in the end zone.
2 yards deep
punt.
Into the end zone.
Yeah, I'll take a touchback there with those two guys back there returning that kick.
Yep.
Listen, that was, would you say, about 2 to 3 yards deep from the 48?
I'd say two.
So we're looking at roughly a 55-yard punt.
Yeah.
Very nice punt.
So 4:15 to go in the first half. Quincy leading 29-14. Their defense stops the Silver Streaks. Now the Streaks need to do it back. Try to keep this deficit at 15.
Yeah, and this is double important in terms of for stopping them, because we have to give the ball right back to them as well. So what would be the worst case scenario here is they put one in right before half and then they get the ball right back.
Just reading an article from Rick Little, this is exactly the way he likes to play. He wants the ball last and he wants to have it first, ending the first half and going into the second half, and it's set up to be that way again if they can put together a drive with 4:15 to go second quarter. Why the Streaks so incumbent to get a defensive stop here as Brock picks up five on first down.
Again, that was the what we saw with Rocky, the guard tackle pull, and he cut back in that, and we closed down the cutback lane, so that was good. So start recognizing that, get our cutback lanes closed, and we can start containing him a little bit better.
Brock and Kreider each with 137 yards rushing in this first half, each with two touchdowns. Out of the wing tee, the quarterback Prost.
Counter crisscross.
They come to the near side. Kreider trying to break free. Steps inside Deontay Pulley. Chased down from behind by Nico Delegianis, but it's a first down up to the 37-yard line. The Streaks hung with him, but he moves the chains. Picks up 12. Again.
You know, as a linebacker, anytime at your read after the ball is snapped, it goes inside. You know, instead of going out to block, he goes inside like he's going to cross the center. You got to yell counter, and that was, you know, we played that pretty well.
3-1 Pirates over Milwaukee in the fifth inning. Under center. Handoff to the right.
Brock
stuffed right at the line of scrimmage.
That was a play he scored on last time, right at the middle. Just a dive.
Give Cody Thomas credit for giving up
game.
Nothing there.
Yep.
Second down, Quincy. at their own 38-yard line. End of the third quarter, Princeville dominating Anawan Weathersfield 42-6. Knoxville in a continuous clock lead over Lewistown. Hand off Brock, room to run, getting to the outside, slips a tackle, sidesteps, gets inside Derek Pettis for a first down. Derek hangs with him, takes him down in Galesburg territory up to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, that's the first time we see him in the gun, right, tonight, and they just did a little redraw there, and that's a give the entire way, no doubt. And Derek does a great job because he's one-on-one in space and with a shifty athlete, Division I athlete, and Derek got it done.
And a powerful athlete at that, too. Not just shifty, but strong. Right. We've seen him run over players.
We're in the gun again.
First down from the Galesburg 48. They swing it to the outside. Pass complete. Trying to juke some players. Hunter Yone, who caught the two-point conversion, gets down inside the 45 to about the 42-yard line. And Quincy starting to hurry up a little bit here as we go under 2 minutes to go. 29-14 is the Blue Devil lead, second and six.
Now we're seeing some variation in the Quincy offense here. This isn't what they want to do, but they sure can do it. They have the athletes and the quarterback to deliver the ball this way. So we're going to really spread out with four wide receivers. I still think this ball is going to 21.
Out of the shotgun again. Quarterback Prost. Hand off left. They go to Brock. Slips a tackle, breaks free, 30. Trying to get past two Silver Streaks defenders. They hang with him. And finally he goes down out of bounds as he finally was wrapped up and stopped at the 17-yard line for a pickup of 25 more. .129 is where the clock stops.
Now the fullback comes back in. I would expect to see them back. You know, they ran completely different personnel, so they're going to be back in the wing T here. Full complement of timeouts, I think. They have two left. It says
two left.
On the scoreboard.
Yep. Hand off Brock, sweeping to the right.
That's got
to
be a hold.
Gets past one tackle. That's exactly what Chase Castile is calling, and he's going to get whistled for talking to the officials. That's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty as Brock takes it all the way inside the 5-yard line. So you guys saw the hold. Castile knew he was held. He talked to the official because the official didn't call the hold, and now he's going to get called for unsportsmanlike conduct. With Brock down to the 3-yard line, it'll be half the distance to the goal line.
It's absolutely nothing in terms of consequence as far as yardage. It's going to be tacked on. You're going to get a yard and a half added on. So,
but it's everything in Mike Washabaugh's eyes, though.
Well, sure. Well, yeah. The hold should have been called. I agree that there was a hold. He got the edge way too easy. And you don't want your athletes, no matter what, talking to the officials.
Right.
I mean,
right.
that is, I mean, let's go ahead and say that, too.
Moline leading United Township 34-0. Just under 5 minutes to go first half. Referee says, wait, don't run the play here. I got to run back to my flag.
Need my hanky.
So first and goal, Quincy at the 2 after essentially the 1-yard penalty against the Silver Streaks. And now whistles as, again, we have an equipment issue. The line judge saw something. So one of the offensive linemen has to head out.
Looks like that would be maybe a blood issue.
No, they're pulling a shoulder pad back underneath the sleeves. I don't know why he'd take a kid out of the game for that, but
yeah, that's
all they did was adjust his shoulders.
Let the tight end fix it for him.
First and goal from the 2. Play goes left. Touchdown, Quincy.
Yep.
Give it to the fullback this time, spreading the wealth a little bit. So Garrett Drew with his first touchdown of the night. 5th overall for the Blue Devils. Caps off an 80-play scoring drive that took just over 3 minutes off the clock. Drew, that's a good name, Sean.
I agree. I've got a story about Drew, too.
I'm ready to hear it after this extra point attempt. 35-14 Quincy, make it 36-14 on the extra point with 1:07 to go here in this first half.
Well, our first game of the year this year down at Dunlap was Drew's birthday. He was turning 11, and it was 11 years ago on that day that when I was coaching my second year under Coach Wes Olson that we had that Drew was born.
I remember.
And we were in Dunlap that night, but I did not go because Drew was born, and I think the result was a 22-0 Eagles win that night. But then that was to celebrate his birthday. And I failed to say happy birthday to Drew at that point in time. Well, tonight, September 21st, is my wife's birthday as well, as she is celebrating her birthday. So I want to say happy birthday to her as well.
Absolutely. Wish we could get her a better birthday present than what the score is on the field right
well,
now.
Well, she's turning 27. I think over the intercom here they said 28. They missed it by a year.
Nobody's perfect.
Right.
Nope.
Want to do give some props to the Churchill 8th grader Max Martinez. Set a new Galesburg Junior High cross country team record earlier today at the Dunlap Invitational in Peoria. Max ran 2 miles, 11 minutes, 38 seconds, that broke the old junior high record here in Galesburg by 4 seconds.
Good for him.
Chris Pio telling us everybody who ran at that meet set had personal bests tonight.
Yes, the whole team, everybody did that. And, you know, when you look at that, that's the product of that is, you know, you hate to say it, but you spend a week out in the heat and you bear through that. And then all of a sudden you get a nice evening where the temperature breaks and, oh, you go out there and you everybody PRs. Fantastic.
So we're ready to kick this one off. Quincy has scored on every possession except for one when they fumbled a punt. And the Silver Streaks were able to turn that into a touchdown. End of one in the Fighting Illini game. Illinois and Penn State tied at 7. Again, we'll have that game after our broadcast ends here on Homecoming. For the third time tonight, we see Quincy having to hold on the tee, and it's kicked to the far side of the field and out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. The Streaks will have it at the 35.
Not only did we have to hold that tee, the Quincy Blue Devils did, their kicker goes back 13 yards.
It's a heck of a run-up.
It is.
I'd be tired.
You know, we have a kid setting a record for 2 miles. That kicker, he keeps doing that. He's going to run 2 miles tonight.
11 minutes, 38 seconds in 2 miles. I'm trying to think how long it would take. First of all, I couldn't complete 2 miles in one attempt. So I guess it'd probably take me more like 2 days.
I think I can get 1 mile done in that time.
I'll get one.
You get one in.
I'll get one in. I'll get one and some change. Not much.
But the second one won't be the same pace.
No, sir.
Quad City Marathon's this weekend, isn't it? Speaking of running.
It is. I had to withdraw.
Sorry. Out of the eye.
Option.
Ayton on the option, tosses it back to Kobe, drops it, bounces, comes right back to him. Fortunate bounce for the Silver Streaks, not to give it back to Quincy with a minute to go in their territory here before halftime.
Yeah, but we went out of bounds, and I mean, I don't know if you're going to go, if they saw something there to actually try to gain something major, I can see why they call that play, but probably what you're going to see right here is belly or power. If we gain something, then maybe, you know, we continue, but we sure don't want to give the football back with any time. Quincy still has 2 timeouts.
Well, what do you have to lose? You give the ball back to him after halftime anyway.
Right. I don't want to give it to him now and after
power.
Halftime.
Out of the eye, Kobe swarmed for a loss of 2. Will Quincy use a timeout here? They haven't so far.
And coaches are converging, I was wondering. There they go.
There it is.
And there it is. 45 and a half seconds is where Quincy decides to stop the clock. They let good 7 seconds go off the clock talking about it. It'll be 3rd and 11 for the Silver Streaks after Kobe lost 1.
I absolutely would do that if I was them. If nothing else, you make them punt the ball to those two, to Kreider and Brock back there, and you use your weapons on a chance. You've already had 1 or 2 punt returns this year, so I sure would do it if I was them.
Yeah, the game is not over. You're up 36-14. You play to win the game. You know, the first half, get more points if you can. You know, so this is not in bad taste at all. This is a coach trying to do everything he can to make sure to ensure a victory.
Again, coming up at halftime, Sean Hickey in our What's Good in Galesburg segment. We'll talk with GHS Assistant Principal Mindy Ritchie, talking about some of the clubs and organizations at Galesburg High School. And again, as many of them as there are, they'll run through some of them this week, and we'll wrap up that conversation next week at halftime. The remainder of halftime, with Jeff Houston back this week. Catch up with him and get his thoughts as well. All coming up at halftime in our What's Good in Galesburg segment with Sean Hickey. Third and 11, Silver Streak coming out of the Quincy timeout. 45 and a half seconds remaining, first half. 36-14 is the Quincy lead. And the Streaks drop back into the gun. Ramirez in motion.
Jet.
Takes the handoff, running to the left, stops in the backfield, cuts upfield, and then runs right into one of the Quincy linebackers who wraps him up and brings him down at the 35 for a gain of one.
And timeout.
And Quincy uses its final timeout with 36 seconds remaining. So the Silver Streaks helped out by running the play out of bounds, as you said, Jake.
Yeah, that was unfortunate there. And I, you know, this time when we ran sweep, we ran it to the field side, and so the very little chance of that going out of bounds, and I'm sure that was in the thought process. But now we are going to have to kick the football, and I'm sure the direction is that we're going to kick this thing as far as you can to the sideline. They're not going to, I would hope, that they're not going to give these two dynamic players back there a chance. You also got to think about Quincy putting on a block here, too. That could be another dangerous thing to worry about as well.
One of my rules with special teams was to run a block between 30 and 30. Here we are in a 35. It's our 35. A good time here. But at the same time, you have two good return guys.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, why risk something if you can set up a return? Don't go in there. Don't run into the kicker. Set up a return. Let those guys do their work.
Good snap. Rushes on. Hayden goes high, short, and Quincy runs up underneath it. And Brock downs it at the 30-yard line, which is where they'll start with just a shade under 30 seconds to go here in this first half, leading 36-14, and no timeouts remaining for Quincy. But two of the most explosive running backs in the entire conference in their backfield.
Jake, what do you see with personnel? Are they going to shotgun here, do you think, or are they going to be under center?
Yeah, they're going to go gun here, and the way you tell is that number 30, the fullback, is on the sideline right now. You can see him. Okay. Big old tall guy there standing there. So they're going to go gun. And, you know, Sean, you got the infamous chicken wing thing to worry about here that Quincy has ran
chicken
multiple times.
Chicken wing screen.
The old chicken wing draw.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got four wide receivers out. So, this guy has in the past shown, some creativity in his offensive play calling when he's needed it.
It was hook and ladder 2 years ago, right
ladder,
before halftime.
Right before halftime. And
they got a devastating touchdown.
Yeah, much more competitive.
The sophomores tried that in the preliminary game here.
Swing pass to the outside.
He's down.
Looks like it's underthrown. Yeah. And, yep.
His knee was down.
The official immediately called it.
Good.
Wind that
Stay
clock.
On top of him. Sorry.
We were shielded from it up here, but it sure looked like it was going to be underthrown. You could see it much better from your angle.
Yeah. They're just going to get one more play call here. His knee was down when he caught the pass.
So they get the snap away with 11. Back to pass, looking across the middle of the field,
nice
and it's
play.
Dropped.
Incomplete.
And Demetrius Pulley reaches the arm in there and pokes it for three as the ball was thrown right into the numbers of Adante Kreider at the 47-yard line. Demetrius was right on top of him and poked it out.
Real nice play.
You know, right here, if I was Gelsberg, I think I would go ahead and call a timeout while time has stopped and really make sure that I set up my defense in the defensive backfield. We're still running cover three. And that's three guys as an umbrella coverage is kind of scary to me. Now you're going to see Drill
there
Brock.
Is.
There
Here's
it is.
Timeout.
Okay. Because here's the deal. You saw Drill Brock coming out as a wide receiver.
Yep.
That's probably not something I've seen or that they've seen on tape. And, I mean, literally, they're just going to send him down the sideline and say, our best
Defend
athlete
him.
Versus yours.
Yeah.
Good luck. I would sure like to see our guys get some help over the top, bring in a couple extra safeties, put some guys – 10 to 15 yards deep in a little prevent or whatever that defense is.
Well, with the defense we run, we have that in place. You know, when you have a three stack.
But just three of them.
Yeah, well, with your outside linebackers, they should be the type of guy that could walk up, which we've seen here on the line of scrimmage, and also be the type of guy that can drop back into coverage as well. And we have that with Jason Kelly a few years ago. We had it last year with Carl. And those that's a hybrid kind of guy that you want to have there, so they can drop back into coverage. And usually they're a little bit taller in stature, too, so they're nice to cover downfield.
Well, and a lot of times in this situation, four and a half seconds to go at the 32-yard line, some teams just have to go Hail Mary. These guys, you don't have to. You just get them in open field and let them do the rest. Now, they do not go in that formation.
No, but Brock's out wide on the other side of the field.
On the other side, right. And he is alone, two wideouts to the near side.
No safety help.
Still, it's still
high
cover
snap,
three look.
Rolling right, Prost with the ball, throws it downfield, and it's caught flag down as Kreider comes up with a reception.
Yeah.
And down in Galesburg territory at the 43-yard line.
Yeah. Got to hold on here, but they won't. I think Sean's right. He went out of bounds and then was the first player to touch the ball when he came back in. So that will effectively end the half.
It should be. Yep.
They're talking it over. All we're waiting for is the confirmation here.
That's legal participation. Yep.
Yep, that's what it is. So there's the signal. Goes against Quincy. Decline. Streaks obviously declined that. And that brings an end to the first half. With Quincy on top, 36-14. And again, coming up at the half, GHS Assistant Principal Mindy Ritchie and Principal Jeff Houston will visit with Sean Hickey on what's good in Galesburg. 36-14, Quincy by 22. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Football and auto insurance are very similar in nature. In football, penalties can keep you from scoring. And with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage throws up a big flag. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. When I'm on your offensive line, you'll never have to worry about getting tackled. And our money-saving auto home discount is the extra point. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning combination.
If you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a thousand times. Come get your keys. Come get your keys. Come get your keys.
Come get your keys.
And I'll keep saying it. Till you drive off the lot at the all-new Galesburg Toyota in the vehicle of your dreams.
He's got your keys.
And you don't even have to ask if they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. Because that's how we do. But what if I don't have the keys to the vehicle you have your heart set on?
James lost your keys.
Well, I'll find them. If you don't see it on our lot, tell me what you want, and I'll get it here. Because when Monk, James Monk, says come get your keys, he means come get your keys.
The all-new Galesburg Toyota on Facebook and at Galesburg Toyota.
The official WGIL forecast calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, a low near 47, sunshine tomorrow, high near 69. Tomorrow night, clear, low near 47 overnight, and sunshine on Sunday with a high near 74. Sunday night, mostly clear, an overnight low of 54. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 58 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the GHS Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to the Galesburg Rock Island Halftime Show. I'm Sean Hickey with this week's segment of What's Good at GHS. This week I have Assistant Principal Dan Powell filling in for Principal Houston, but this week's spotlight is on Student Council. With us tonight we have Student Council sponsor Ms. Tammy Qualls. Ms. Qualls, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
What we have next week is homecoming week for the high school, and Student Council is in charge of planning events. What is the overall theme for the week and the theme for the dance?
Arabian Nights is our theme for the week and for our dance.
All right, sounds good. So it's a busy week for students, and let's do a rundown, kind of a chronology of what's going to be happening for the week. So what's happening on Monday, Tuesday, and each day, and what could students be looking forward to?
Students, well, they can actually start buying tickets and T-shirts for homecoming, the homecoming dance, and their homecoming T-shirt on this Friday. On Monday, we have the Jersey Day. It's a sports jersey they're wearing since we do have Monday night football games. Tuesday, we have tie-dye, where kids can dress up wearing their favorite tie-dye. Wednesday, we dress up like our favorite meme or vine. You have to be one of their, in their culture and their age.
Stay connected to what's happening in Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
19-year-old Devin Brooks and 23-year-old Dylan Watkins, both of Abingdon, had their bond set at $20,000 each after making video appearances today in Knox County Circuit Court. Both men are charged with possession of methamphetamine after being arrested in Galesburg around 12:30 this morning. According to police reports, they had possession of several glass pipes, crystal meth, and hypodermic needles. The jury in the trial of a white Chicago police officer charged with murder in the 2014 shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald has heard very little about race, but the trial of Jason Van Dyke is being closely watched as another chapter in a national story about race and police that's erupted into sometimes violent protests. Race permeates the case. The University of Illinois says it raised nearly $500 million in outside money over the past year, posting a record system-wide amount. The university announced today that the $498.5 million fundraising total for the 2018 fiscal year is $212 million more than the year before. I'm Will Stevenson. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Fox News Radio. I'm Joy Piazza. It's still up in the air whether Christine Blasey Ford will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee about her allegations against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Ford says Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were both in high school. Republicans have said they don't want to delay the proceedings.
Committee Democrats say Ford should be shown compassion and consideration, and her testimony should not be rushed.
Fox's Jarrett Halpern. Coal ash could be spilling into the Cape Fear River after a dam is breached by floodwaters from Florence near Wilmington, North Carolina. Officials in the Carolinas say some rivers haven't crested yet, so more flooding is possible. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper urging people to stay off the roads.
We need to keep the few routes we have clear for emergency vehicles and supplies.
Hundreds more people had to be rescued in both North and South Carolina. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. When at the age of 17 I broke my neck and doctors told me that I would be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life, I did not want to live. The first year in the hospital, I did not even get out of bed. There were nights I would jerk my head back and forth on the pillow to try to break my neck up higher, hoping to die. But I had wonderful friends and family who were able to notice the signs of suicide and despair, and they encouraged me to live and hold on to hope. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death for Americans, and the stigma, financial burdens, and prolonged physical and emotional stress of a chronic condition increase the risk of suicide for those with disabilities. But suicide is preventable. If you're a friend or a relative of a person with a disability or chronic illness, you can make a difference. Learn how you can help those at risk by visiting disabilitycampaign.org.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm so excited our realtor found us a great house that we want to buy. But we need to sell our house. We're thinking about trying to sell it ourselves.
We tried selling our house ourselves, and I can honestly say that I wouldn't recommend it. We didn't get very many calls, and it was such a pain. Eventually, we called Century 21. They gave our house its own website. Plus, they advertised it, and we even ended up getting more money from the sale than we expected.
Visit Century21Galesburg.com or give them a call today.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball Saturday as the Redbirds take on the Giants. Coverage begins Saturday morning at 11:10.
Follow the Cardinals all season long on WGIL.
Halftime here at Van Dyke Field at F&M Bank Stadium, 36-14, the Quincy lead over Galesburg High School here at homecoming. My apologies. That was entirely my fault that we didn't get the right halftime interview for you there. Sean did it. We got it set up and all ready to go, and I just never got it sent down to the radio station. So that is entirely my fault for not having that in and ready to go. So we will go ahead and take some time here to go through our halftime statistics brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Quincy with 352 yards on the ground in the first half, 22 carries, 352 yards, 5 touchdowns. Jarrell Brock has carried it 12 times for 191. Adante Kreider, 6 carries for 149 yards. And Garrett Drew, 4 carries for 12 yards. Brock and Kreider each have 2 touchdowns. Drew got the final touchdown of the first half for Quincy. They lead it 36-14. Donovan Prost, two for three passing for 5 yards. Quincy does have 1 penalty for 15 yards, and that's only because they kicked it out of bounds and gave the ball to Galesburg at the 35 instead of the 20. For the Silver Streaks, they've got 100 yards rushing in the first half on 26 carries. Kobe Ramirez has carried it 18 times for only 45 yards. He does have two touchdowns for the Silver Streaks, both of Galesburg's scores. Connor Ayton, 5 carries for 36 yards. Vaynerman, a 4-yard carry. Deontay Pulley ran it once for 8. And James Hayden, the punter on a fake kick, ran it once for a successful fourth down conversion of 7 yards. Connor Ayton, 5 for 7 passing for 96 yards. A 37-yard reception to Kobe Ramirez on a fourth down screenplay that should have been for a touchdown, but a blocking in the back penalty negated the touchdown. Silver Streaks ended up scoring on that drive anyway. Juwan Pulley has a 25-yard reception. Chase Castile, a 19-yard catch. Vaynerman, an 11-yard reception. And Justice Gatson with a 4-yard catch. Silver Streaks have been penalized 3 times for 21 yards. And we mentioned the one Quincy penalty. Other statistics here in the first half. Galesburg on third down conversions, just 1 out of 8, but they are 2 for 2 on fourth down conversions. Quincy, 2 for 2 on third down conversions. They have not faced fourth down yet tonight. Quincy outscored the Silver Streaks 14-8 in the first quarter, 22-6 in the second quarter. Again, 36-14 is the halftime lead. Silver Streaks sophomores fell tonight 27-6. We'll take a break here on the halftime. When we come back, we'll run through our scoreboard, including updates on the Fighting Illini, which we will have immediately after our broadcast here on Homecoming. 36-14 Quincy at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Dickerson's Photography, encouraging you to come out and catch all the action of local high school sports. Go Streaks!
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Van Dyke Field at F&M Bank Stadium. Silver Streaks trailing Quincy at homecoming here, 36-14. Let's run through our halftime scoreboard, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Moline with a 41-0 lead over United Township. That's at halftime. And so that game will be continuous clock in the second half. A final out of the Lincoln Trail, Mercer County with a 28-8 win over Ridgewood. Also in the Lincoln Trail, Stark County with a 28-18 lead over West Central. Stark County 0-2 in the Lincoln Trail, a real rarity.
Right.
And only 1-3 overall, but West Central 0-4. So an opportunity for Stark County to get back in the win column. Orion and Princeton tied at 7 in the second quarter. That one of the Three Rivers Conference games. Orion is 4-0 in the Rock Division of the Three Rivers.
I've got Monmouth Roseville.
I see. Yep, just saw that one too.
35-7 with a lead right now over Sherrard.
And Monmouth Roseville off to a good start this year, 3-1.
Yeah, they took a tough week one loss to Rock Ridge in week one, and Rock Ridge has been pretty impressive this year too. But Coach Adolphson over there has been very vocal about Monmouth Roseville and this being one of the more talented teams he's had since he's been there. So.
Princeville routed Anawan Weathersfield 42-6. I have to confess, I really haven't followed the Lincoln Trail that closely as I have in past years. But Anawan Weathersfield drops to 2-3. They're 2-1 in the Lincoln Trail, but 2-3 overall.
Right.
So I'm surprised by that. But they could have graduated heavy last year. I don't know that much about them. Princeville's 5-0 now. Mm-hmm. So they continue playing as dominantly as they have here in recent years.
Old Princeville's coach John Carruthers is a good buddy of mine, and this has been a year he's been looking for. So this is kind of a pinnacle year for him. He's got it going, and he's got a good group over there.
And I'm seeing some sort of in-game updates from some other scores like Rock Island and Alaman, but nothing that really gives an actual score update. It's just you know, sort of an update on a change of possession or something like that. So I haven't seen anything. A 6-6 was the last I saw in that one. Kewaunee with a 12-7 lead at the half in their game with Erie Prophetstown. So we'll keep an eye on Twitter for some other scores as they come in. Cardinals leading the Giants. That game 2-1 has moved to the top of the sixth. The Pirates and Brewers remain in a rain delay with the Pirates on top 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning there. The Cubs lost to the White Sox earlier today. More importantly for Cardinals fans, the Rockies are losing to the Diamondbacks 2-0, but that's only the third inning in that game. Again, we'll have Fighting Illini football for you coming up after this game. Illinois taking on number 10, Penn State. Nittany Lions now lead 21-7, 8-11 to go in the first half of that game. As we wind down halftime, Jake Miller is with Jay Barshinger right now. Let's find out what they talked about in the locker room. Jake?
All right, Coach Barshinger. I guess offensively, we had two straight drives there where we put points on the board after a first few drives where we weren't getting anything successful. What changed in those two drives? I noticed some play calling was different formationally, or is it just about finally putting together some things that we struggled at the beginning of the game with?
A little bit of both. They came out and they kind of packed the box with a four-man front, and we changed our formations a little bit and got them into a 3-2 box, which made it a little easier to run the ball inside. That also got us out of the perimeter and were able to move the ball a little better. And I think just, we got a little more comfortable in what we were running and ran the ball better.
Absolutely. And then the obvious thing is no stops on defense. Both running backs, Kreider and Brock, have been able to do pretty much what they wanted to do. So, I guess I have to ask, is what was not what exactly was discussed, but what needs to change for us to be a little more successful and try to get off the field defensively?
We got to do a better job of pursuing the ball. We can't tackle these guys with just one guy. We need 11 guys with the ball, and we got to do a better job of helping each other out. The big plays, obviously, as they have hurt us. They run the ball extremely hard, some of the quick hitters. But if we can have one guy hold them up and get the other guys there to help them out, gives a fighting chance.
Okay, I appreciate your time, Coach Barshinger. Thank you.
One other score to pass along here. Sterling has now taken a 28-7 lead over Geneseo late in the third quarter in that game. It sounds like the Maple Leafs are at least giving Geneseo or Sterling a better game than most other teams have given them up to this point in the season.
That's more than I thought that they would give them. I mean, Geneseo's good, but Sterling, is a different cut in terms of what they do. So not that it makes our loss to Geneseo any better, but it does put that into perspective a little bit.
And then something to look forward to next year with them entering the conference.
57 degrees now. Feels like 54. So we talked about the dramatic change in the weather conditions here this week. Want to congratulate, with this being homecoming, again, Tavian Davis elected as homecoming king, Bailey De La Cruz, homecoming queen. And the freshman class, first place in the float competition. Beautiful day for a parade downtown today.
Sean, weren't you a judge for the float competition?
I was a judge for the float competition, and I did not put freshmen as first.
Oh, a little controversy between the judges?
No. It's a point system that they do, and you have certain things that you're looking for, and you give them a scale, and then you add it up to your total points, which then I guess that would allow for, if it was in a tie or something, you could go back to those numbers and say, I guess like a playoff or something in golf, where you don't actually do the playoff, but you go back to a certain hole or something to determine that. So, yeah. Multiple judges for that.
Should mention that our halftime coaches interview that Jake just conducted with Jay Barshinger, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Quincy will have the ball to start off the second half, leading 36-14. Silver Streaks were able to use the fact that not a whole lot of time remained there on Quincy's last possession to stop the Blue Devils for the first time in this game. And we'll see if the Silver Streaks can make it happen here on this first offensive possession of the second half. They're down 30-0 to Rochelle. at halftime a few weeks ago, and we had concerns about how hard the team would play in miserable rainy conditions that night. Came out, really played a very solid second half, very competitive. There was no real significant change in personnel for Rochelle on the field. Silver Streaks came out, made defensive stops. That's what they need to do here to get things started in the third quarter of this one. Down 36-14. Sophomores lost tonight as well, 27-6. They're 1-4 on the season. The varsity would like to get to 1-4. Hayden has the ball teed up at the 40. Kicks it low. Line drive, spinning to the far side of the field. Backing up Kreider, fields it at the 6. Up to the 20. Far side of the field, got some blocking. Gets another lead block at the 40. Crosses midfield at the 50. Cutting to the near side on the angle. Trying to outrun everybody, and he will, as he opens the distance and takes it all the way. And exactly what the Silver Streaks did not want to see to start the second half. A 94-yard touchdown return.
That's just, I mean, he I think, may be the faster of the two running backs out here. I don't know that he has the horizontal skills and the cutback ability and the strength of Brock, but that it is as impressive tonight as the top billing was coming in. So the kick was low, which obviously hinders the coverage ability. And it was just kind of a matter of time kicking to those guys.
Quincy to go for the point after attempt with a kick. Devin Neely boots it through, and it's up to a 4-touchdown lead now at 43-14.
And unfortunately with Kreider, he's a junior. You know, it would be, you know, you'd feel better about the whole ordeal if, you know, the two guys were both seniors and they'd be out the door next year, and you got an unknown back there. But,
right.
No, he's going to be back.
Well, we certainly haven't seen anything better than either of these two for 5 weeks.
Nope.
You know, Rock Island has a nice running back. You know, the stable of running backs for Geneseo and Rochelle. But this is certainly a completely different level of runners of the football. And they do it all. I mean, they can catch it. They can return the kicks as well.
29-point Quincy lead, 43-14, just underway here in the third quarter. So Kreider, third touchdown of the night. His first two were the first two times he touched the ball from scrimmage. 58 45-yard runs. This 94-yard return gives him over 240 all-purpose yards.
It might be, I mean, I don't know how much more we're going to see of those guys tonight. One more offensive possession.
Yeah.
If we can't put anything together here, short kick.
Fielded by Delajonis at the 26, trying to run right. Finds a little bit of an opening. Gets down low. Crosses the 35 up to the 38-yard line. Good run by Nico. Then hung on to the football as Quincy reached in, trying to strip it loose. Streaks will have it. Not bad field position.
Yep. So you just got to come out and still try to improve, still try to execute your game plan. We've seen the Streaks look very good offensively in two stretches, and we have to continue to build on that. The score is
coming off one of
secondary.
Their better offensive games last week, too.
Right, the score is secondary at this point. Connor still continues to build confidence. We have to continue to do things well.
Stunting at the line of scrimmage. Swing pass to the outside, complete to David Vaynerman. Falls forward to the 43-yard line to pick up 4 on first down.
It's a little now screen to the trips side, so we've got two receivers out there blocking, and it's not designed to be a big hitter. It's designed to get 4 or 5 yards, and that's exactly what it did.
8 and 6 for 8 passing. That gives him 100 yards on the night. Kobe, meanwhile, is worked hard to get 45 yards on the ground and 18 carries. Trips right. 3 wideouts to the near side. Out of the shotgun, they go to Kobe. Ramirez up the middle. Slips through some tackles at the line of scrimmage. Crosses the 45 to the 46-yard line. A hard run. Kobe kept the legs moving to pick up 3, and it'll be 3rd and 3.
Part of that low number is, and as long as people understand how that stat is accumulated, you subtract yardage for negative plays. And Kobe's had a couple of negative plays.
6 of them tonight.
6 negative plays, so that takes away So he's gained more yardage in his runs, but you got to take away the negative plays as well, which certainly aren't his fault. You know, he's being hit in the backfield or on the jet sweep.
More like third and two. They'll give Kobe four on that carry. So third and two for the Silver Streaks. Ayton handoff to Ramirez. He's got the first down, crosses the 50, spins away from a couple of tackles, crosses the 45 down to the 42-yard line. Nifty little run by Kobe, and the Streaks move the chains on third down for only the second time tonight.
Yeah, a little belly play there, and he had the cutback lane open, and he took advantage of it, pick up the first down.
Right out the back door. It's interesting how they run belly out of that, Sean. He's not in a traditional fullback position. He stood up as a tailback, and Connor still reversing out and running belly the way they normally would.
Yeah, single back, and what we've shown here, again, belly or power look. I'll watch to see if anybody pulls for it with power.
Mason Valley lines up to the left. They go to Ramirez, cuts up the middle, crosses the 40 to the 39-yard line. He'll pick up three on first down. Kobe's last run of 11 was his third best run of the night. He's up to 62 yards on the ground tonight.
Yeah, that was a power play that we had there. Cody Thomas pulled around, lead through that play. You have a fullback that's kind of doing a lead look. Then we pull also the backside guard to lead through that play. That was a double tight end set. Now we're back to three receivers.
Streaks down 43-14, moving the ball here inside the Quincy 40 with 9:20 to go here in this third quarter. Play fake. Ayton rolling right. Finds a man in the opening. Chase Castile inside the 35. Reached down low for it. Collected it. And it's down to the 28-yard line. Sorry, 32-yard line.
Maybe close to first down.
Yep. Should be right at the marker.
Oh, my goodness.
Stick couldn't about be any closer to the first down marker. Yeah, on the far side of the field. Couldn't you measure this?
Well, if we get the ball spotted, we'll look at it. But the officials dropped the ball twice. They threw it off the Quincy player.
Nose of the football at the 32. Well, it sure looks like it ought to be a first down. I mean, the nose of the football is across the hash mark.
Yeah, but the stick over on the other side is inside of the 32, so we're going to run it.
Third and inches. Ayton on the quarterback keeper.
First
got
down.
Plenty. Crosses the 30. Picks up four. Needed 4 inches. He got 4 yards. And the Streaks move the chain. Second down, or a third down conversion. Second time on this drive. And a horse race has broken out at Van Dyke Field.
That's the first I've heard that.
I can't think of a time.
I have not heard
that. I like it. Was that over the intercom, or was somebody in there playing a horn?
Jeff Lamb is playing with some of his gadgets up there, I think.
First down Streaks after a pickup of four on the quarterback sneak, and a deflected pass to the far side falls incomplete, intended for Vaynerman. Second down.
As deflecting, and it was ugly from the start because he mishandled the snap, and then he was late getting rid of it. Then it was deflected, and then it was dropped. Best case scenario there is just to go get to second down unscathed.
That breaks a string of five consecutive passes for Connor Ayton. Five consecutive pass completions for 107 yards. Second and 10 from the Quincy 29-yard line. Ayton in the gun. Trips to the left. Quincy stunting at the line of scrimmage.
Good blitz.
Now the break is on. Picks it up to David Vaynerman. Complete. Bounces off a man. Gets down to the 21-yard line for a pickup of 8, and the Silver Streaks will bring up third and short.
Tell you what, that's a fantastic blitz pickup right there by a right guard and our center. They did a good job of picking up a late blitz, allowing Connor to sit in the pocket and deliver that football. The offensive line doesn't get a lot of credit there, but you can take a look at, I think that's Cody Thomas. 65. It's
Purchase.
Blaise Purchase.
It's Blaise Purchase doing a fantastic job alongside Kane Johnson there at center.
Ayton under center on third and two. Pressure in the backfield. The handoff to Kobe. Gets the first down inside the 15. Spins down to the 10-yard line for a first down. And the Silver Streaks will be first and goal here. Three third down conversions on this drive.
And there is a railroad sound effect in the stadium.
Yeah. He does our baseball games, too, and my favorite sound effect he plays is when there's a foul ball. Sound of broken glass.
Yeah.
So even though there's no parking lot within that vicinity.
You could do it on a PAT field goal.
There you go.
Well, the Streaks might have an opportunity for that coming up. We've got a Quincy player down right now at the 11-yard line, bringing a slight delay here. Again, Fighting Illini football coming up after our Silver Streaks coverage here. 6:47 to go at half before halftime there. Fighting Illini have scored again, and they trail number 10 Penn State 21-14 in a tight ball game there. Again, we'll get you to that one when we're done here for Silver Streaks homecoming.
Now, I looked over here at the our in a booth next to us, which is the Galesburg coaches, and I saw a replay of that. And it looked like it was a nice block downfield by Blaze Purchase that led to this injury here. Stayed on his block. You know, I'm actually watching it again here. Stayed on his block and drove the guy about 10 yards. So, nice block.
We need to get instant replay in here.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm watching it again.
You injured see? Player for Quincy, Quinn Rupert, one of the linebackers. He's just a sophomore. He's up, appears to be shaken, but walking off under his own power. And the Silver Streaks offense trots back onto the field, ready to go first and goal here from the 10-yard line. 8:04 to go here in this third quarter. Quincy leading 43-14. This will be the 10th play of the drive for the Streaks, which started back at the 38 after a nice run back from Nico Delegianis on the kickoff. Quincy scored on a kickoff return to open the third quarter. This is the Streaks' first offensive possession of the second half. Ayton pump fakes right, looks downfield, flushed out of the pocket, rolling left. Going to tuck it in, sweeps to the outside, five yards to the pylon, and he got the touchdown. A strong and aggressive run by Connor Ayton to finish that off on the final 10 yards. And coming off the injury timeout, the Streaks find pay dirt. And again, continue to show some nice offensive improvement here in this game.
Absolutely. That's exactly what needs to happen here. And again, you know, the score is what it is. It would take, you know, a Herculean effort to get back in this ball game. But what we're seeing, there were no substitutes there by the Quincy defense. And we're seeing our
going
offense continue to put points up. Going for two here.
Going for two.
Scrambling.
Ooh. Thrown to the outside and incomplete. It looks like Connor took a little bit of a hit there at the end, too, as he threw that ball awkwardly. Was that intended for Pulley down here in the near corner?
I believe so. That would have been Deontay that was thrown to.
So the pass conversion fails. Silver Streaks trail 43-20 now, 7:51 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Protecting the quarterback on the field is a lot like protecting your home with the proper insurance coverage. If he or your home gets sacked, chances are you might not win the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. If disaster strikes, don't be caught off sides with the wrong coverage. Our money-saving auto home discount is the perfect play. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Savea Mutual Insurance Agency are the best protection in the area for your team.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
.751 to go third quarter. 43-20 is the Quincy lead after Galesburg puts together a 10-play scoring drive that covers 62 yards in 3
right
minutes 47 seconds. And taken at the 4-yard line on the kickoff, Kreider knifes back toward the middle and stopped hard at the 30-yard line. Nice little statement made on the tackle there by Deshaun Simmons.
Yeah, well, right back to him. I don't know by design or not, but kicked right back to the culprit who ran it back 94 yards. So the Streaks did a much better job covering that kickoff.
Not a bad run back there of 26, 27 yards to the 31. But it seems a victory by comparison.
Much better.
So at the Quincy 31-yard line is where the Blue Devils start this drive. Quarterback Donovan Prost stays in the game with the Blue Devils leading by three touchdowns. And it does go to the fullback, Drew. Had a touchdown run for his last carry of the first half. He'll pick up four on first down to the 35.
It's just more of the same. You know, we're out here in the wing tee and formation, and we see the fullback here, and we're probably going to see a different guy in the next play, and they're just going to continue to give it to this stable of of backs.
Yeah, and if you're thinking, well, we can do whatever we want, we're just going to continue the same plays because, you know, next week whoever you play is going to be having a game film on you. You don't want to show too much.
And the play goes right up the middle, and Quincy's going to take it into Galesburg territory down to the 42-yard line. And that was Drew on the carry and slow to get up.
Yeah, he went down funny. He's tackled from behind.
Looked like he went down on the knee when he came down.
That's Cody Thomas out here making plays, and he's making plays as a defensive lineman. That's 15 yards downfield. He's still playing hard, and I like that. He didn't do anything dirty there. He tried to strip the ball as he's making the tackle, but the tackle definitely forced the runner into an awkward position.
Picks up 22 on the carry, his longest run of the night, and then he takes a leg injury of some sort. Now he pops right back up and looks to be fine. And he heads back to the huddle. I don't think...
Yeah, he's coming out.
You're going to have to come out of it. There he goes. He just worked his way through the huddle and headed to the sideline. So the ball spotted at the Galesburg 43-yard line. Drew on the night. Picked up 22 on that one. He had 16 yards prior to that on five carries.
Okay, something also to watch here offensively or defensively is that we're seeing Elias Giles play. And
That's right.
Looks to me, is he playing on the far side? No, he's not in the ballgame right now.
He's not on right now.
He's eligible to be in the second half. Handoff goes to Adante Kreider and tripped up at the line of scrimmage, brought down. Nice little tackle made on what could have moved into open field territory, but Nico Deligiannis wrapped him up and held him to a gain of two, down to the 41. Kreider's first play from scrimmage in the second half. He's got 151 yards on seven carries and two touchdowns. 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks down 43-20 out of the wing tee. Prost brings the team set, hands off to Brock. Finds an opening, bursts through it, downfield, may take it all the way, and he slows down heading to the goal line, watching his pursuers try to catch up, and it's a 41-yard touchdown run, and Quincy's knocking on the door, 50 points now. Extra point pending. His third touchdown run of the night, Jarrell Brock with 232 yards rushing, adding to his career-leading total for the Blue Devils.
That's the same play that we saw a lot in the first half where the guard and tackle pulled across the center. And, you know, I talked about cutback lanes, and he cut that play back again, and still there was no one there to stop the cutback.
That'll give Neely a chance at the extra point. The kick is good. 50-20, Quincy. Still 6:15 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
Shoe shopping isn't what it once was. Your options? Self-serve in store or play the online game. Before you lose all hope in having a good old-fashioned shoe shopping experience, make a trip to Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have a full line of upscale shoes and boots that you can be fitted for and try on in the store. Brands like Sperry, Sass, Dan's Cove, Bjorn, Florsheim, Merrell, Rockport, Timberline, and Red Wing. When you want a well-made pair of shoes with excellent fit and customer service that doesn't include a return mail label, you gotta go to Breedlove's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Four-play Quincy scoring drive, 69 yards, minute and a half off the clock. Jarrell Brock, 41-yard touchdown run. He's got 232 yards on the night now.
Yes.
The extra point makes it 50-20. 232 yards, three touchdowns. Silver Streaks as a team have 136 yards on the ground. 30-point Quincy lead, 6:15 to go, third quarter. The kick is away, and they elect to go a little bit deeper this time, more traditional kick, taken on the far side of the field by Deontay Pulley at the 23. Hesitation, then cuts up through a hole, up to the 40, spins off a man, and knocked off balance, taken down at the 45-yard line. Nice run back by Deontay Pulley, and great field position for the Streaks.
You know, it's great to see a nice return there, because here you are down 30 points with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, and you show fight. You still go out there and you work hard. And those are the types of effort that you want to see coming from players that you can build on.
I'm encouraged by a lot of the offensive things we've seen here the last 2 weeks.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Growth is occurring. I mean, you got to have the growth mindset, as they tell us as teachers. The coaches is no different.
Hand off left side. Kobe hesitates, breaks through a hole, slips an ankle tackle, and taken down high by Jarrell Brock in Quincy territory at the 41-yard line. And a hard run by Kobe and a hard finish at the end of it. They pat helmets with each other. Everybody seems to be all right, but Kobe picks up the first down.
And, again, Quincy's made no changes. Jarrell Brock's out there playing defense right now with a 30-point lead. That's not, not that I would do that, but he's out there and he's making tackles, and we are still making great offensive gains right now against a first-string defense.
But that's also a sign of respect, too. You know, say, hey,
face mask.
Yep.
There's the flag as Kobe lost yardage on the play, got pushed all the way backwards for the officials, blew it dead. But, yep, face mask. We could see it even from up here.
Yeah.
But, you
really,
know,
really in the second half, sorry, Sean, really in the second half, that's the only thing that slowed Kobe down is to grab his face mask. He's getting we're getting better push on the offensive front, and Kobe's making some good headway here as a runner.
It's a 15-yard face mask, too.
Oh, yeah, he twisted it.
Yeah. But that's what I was just saying is the fact that that's a sign of respect, too, from Coach Little here, the fact that, okay, I have 30 points, but I'm still going to play my guys because, you know, this team is capable. They've shown that they can put up 20 points. We've got three scores on them, and we're moving the ball again here. So that certainly reinforces the fact that Coach Little is, you know, does not think this game's in the bag, but he's not comfortable yet going to his second string guys.
Takes it down to the 26-yard line on first down for the Silver Streaks, 5:43. Left here in the third quarter. Out of the shotgun, Ayton with the snap. None the option. Fakes the pitch. Runs into traffic. Bounces out of it to the far side of the field to the 25. Gets to the 20. Gets the first down on the far side of the field. Close to the 15-yard line. Ayton again using his athleticism in his legs.
Design run to the right, and he cuts it all the way back to the left. He runs 60 yards to gain 10. but just a very athletic play. This is part of the offense, and using his legs makes this offense go.
Well, it's good to see, too, that, you know, we're not the only ones that struggle a little bit with cutback lanes, because if you play correctly defensively, that play should never occur. But, you know, people make assignments. We talked before, was it week two or three, that these are high school kids and they're going to make mistakes.
Eight carries, 54 yards for Connor Ayton, who comes up under center out of the eye. Hand off to Kobe, up the middle, little hesitation, crosses the 15. Gets inside,
still
moving
pushing.
The pile, still pushing. Finally, the whistle blows all the way down to the 9-yard line, and give the offensive line credit for helping push that surge forward, and Kobe picks up 7. It'll be 2nd and 3 from the 9.
We might see 100 points combined put up on the board tonight.
Kobe inching ever closer to 100 yards on the ground now. He's up to 94 on 24 carries. Ball sitting with the tail of the football right at the 10. Second and 3 for the Silver Streaks. Hand off Kobe left. Found a hole. Closes quickly.
Close. He's going to be just short.
Yeah, just short.
A yard short.
He already put up 3 for third down.
Jacob Snyder off the defensive end. Makes the tackle.
We see Vannerman back in the game. We're going to go more to the standard set. You'll probably see one receiver here and a tight end and a fullback.
Silver Streaks are 3 for 3 on third downs here in
double
this
tight.
Second half.
Triple tight.
Streaks went with the quarterback keeper last time on this third and short. Connor steps to the left, dives for it. That's all he needed. Gets the first down to the 5-yard line, and the Silver Streaks have first and goal.
And he does that right. As a quarterback, there is a little bit of an art to that, to running the sneak. You don't just plow forward. You kind of, you saw him take a little stutter step, and he took his time, and he found where the soft spot was, and he got the first down.
So Silver Streaks needed a few inches. Connor got about a yard and a half, and they'll have it at the 5. First and goal Streaks, looking for their 4th score of the night, trailing by 30 with 3.5 minutes to go here in this third quarter.
There's Kobe out here in the slot.
Ayton rolling to the right, looking that direction, throws to the corner. Ayton got open as a defender fell down, and it was just a little bit out of his reach. high fives one of the little guy fans down on the track. Yeah. Two other ones standing down there going, hey, what about us?
Here's the thing, and this is where Connor will grow offensively, is that Connor was dialed in. Kobe was getting that ball 100% coming out of the huddle, and he was just focused on there. Again, Chase Castile comes open in the back of the end zone with nobody around him. And so, you know, as a quarterback, you get a little bit of tunnel vision. You know you got your best athlete out there, and that's where you want to go. But the vision has to remain, and there are other guys that obviously you can deliver the football to.
Second and goal at the 5 on the far hash mark. Streak split 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Ramirez in the backfield behind 8. Hands off to Kobe. Runs left. Got some room. Plows over a defender and scores.
Good hard run there by Kobe.
Yep. Strong run to finish it off, and he's over 100 yards on the night with his third touchdown, and the Streaks dent the scoreboard for the fourth time.
I tell you what, more importantly than the touchdowns tonight is, and not to jinx the guy, but we haven't put the ball on the ground, and that's been something that Kobe struggled with a little bit, and he hasn't put the ball on the ground tonight.
7 plays, 55 yards. Remember, it started with that nice run back on the kickoff return by Deontay Pulley that gave the Streaks good field position.
Absolutely.
At the 45.
Hey, we might kick this one. I think we're going to.
Lined up
first time tonight.
Hayden faked one earlier and ran it. He does kick this one. It's good.
Yep.
And the Silver Streaks trail 50-27. So the scoreboard, 77 points on the board now. It's still 3:19 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL, and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:19 to go, third quarter. 50-27 is the Quincy lead. Silver Streaks coming off a 7-play scoring drive. Covers 55 yards in 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Kobe Ramirez with his third touchdown run of the night of 5 yards. And the kickoff, a short one to the far side of the field.
Oh, big
Quincy
bounce.
Takes it on a bounce inside the 16. Jarrell Brock up the far side of the field.
Tackle.
Got hit. Looked like he high-stepped it a little bit on the far side of the field, and he's taken down across the 35 to about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, let's see. That was
Pirates and Brewers have resumed. Pittsburgh leading Milwaukee 3-1 now in the bottom of the fifth. Cardinals have a 3-2 lead over the Giants. Still, San Francisco still batting in the top of the seventh. Fighting Illini have a field goal. It's halftime, 21-17. They're battling with Penn State. And again, we'll pick up that game after our broadcast here. 3:14 to go, third quarter. It's been a long night, but an entertaining one. Quincy takes over at the 38.
Oh, here he goes.
Hand off up the middle, coming
good
to
tackle.
The far side of the field. And the Streaks stop it up to the 45-yard line with Brock and a carry of 7.
David Vaynerman on that tackle, using all 175 pounds to get him down. He plays hard, like
no doubt.
Way David plays.
Yep.
And a couple of the receptions that he's had and the carries. He puts it, his shoulders forward, and he gets moving. He's, you know, he weighs 175, but he probably plays about 190, 195.
Streaks keep scoring in this game. That's going to keep Brock and Kreider on the field.
That's just what I was thinking.
Brock may end up with 300 yards.
We may be. Well, I mean, seriously, something I'm thinking about is possible offensive, like, records being broken in this game in terms of rushing, in terms of a Big Six game.
That was somebody different.
Yeah,
though.
This
that was
time
31.
They've got Xavier Benjamin into the game as a fullback, because you might remember Drew
went out
earlier.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Benjamin rolls to the right, gets close to a first down, but he should be a little bit short. Are they actually going to measure this?
Oh, look.
That's right in front of him.
He's going to measure.
Yeah, it's right there.
He's
not going to.
Third down.
Okay. Third and inches.
But, I mean, seriously, it's something I'm thinking about. I don't know. So I don't know where I could find that information. I start looking, but what the single game rushing record in the Big Six is. But you're right. We keep scoring. These guys are going to stay in the ball game.
Alonzo Wise, we talked about him earlier in the broadcast. He had a huge game against the Streaks years ago.
That's a false start.
Yeah, I remember that game.
Right.
I mean, I'd have to go back into my notebook here and see if I could find what he actually ended up with, but it was just a monster night, and I think that, at the time, was the single-game rushing record. Officials still talking this one over. I'm not sure.
Start.
There we go. There's the signal. Did they even? Is that it? It's not 5 yards. 1, 2, 3. That's only 4 yards. They need to mark off another one.
I hear it.
Yeah, saying that up in the press box up here too. That is not the stick. I think is closer to the right spot. Wait. Yeah, there.
I think we got it.
I think that was Mike Washabaugh talking to the side judge over here. So he signaled timeout.
We had a... No, we didn't... Well, we have a family that's in front of us here that was really
adamant about four.
We should applaud that.
There we go.
Forgot the thumb. You know, the thumb doesn't blend in well with the rest of the hand.
We've seen some head scratchers at times here tonight.
Different digit.
The officiating crew. Minute 41 to go, and now they'll roll the clock. Third and a long 5 for Quincy. This is only the third time tonight they've faced third down. Oh, what we'd love to see for a big streak stop here.
Right.
At the 43-yard line of the Blue Devils. Coming under center. Handoff to Brock. Fakes the reverse handoff, and he gets the first down, popping to the far side of the field and crossing out of bounds right at about the 50. First down, Blue Devils. So they move the chains. Darn it.
Well, to play that crisscross, you know, what happens is they give them, it's like a reverse, you know, but no wide receivers. It's a reverse play. If you're a backside linebacker, you're not going to make the play on the other side of the field. So you just sit and wait for something to come back. If you're on the side where you think it's coming to and they give it to the other guy going away from you, you're still in position to make sure the guy that's coming to you does not have the ball. So the trickery is there, but we got to be able to hold and do our job.
Nice open field tackle. Adante Kreider trying to find some room to run. It looked like he might get it. Deontay Pulley got a hold of his legs and took him down. Short gain. Give him about 2. But they're in Galesburg territory at the 48-yard line. Clock under a minute to go, third quarter. Quincy Blue Devils leading 50-27. The Streaks hanging in there in this game.
Sure.
Not really in at the game, but not letting Quincy get away from them either.
And there's no hurry right now by the Quincy Blue Devils. They are being very deliberate. But they're being very deliberate with their frontline guys right now. This might be the last play of the third quarter.
Been impressed by the Streaks' stick-to-itiveness in this game.
Good word.
2nd and 8. Brock trying to sweep to the outside. Slips a tackle in the backfield. Still trying to break free. Sidesteps. Still trying to juke off a couple of defenders. That was a hard run, but he got the first down across the 40, down to the 39-yard line. And that was all him. Just absolute slipperiness and elusiveness.
Yeah, the Streaks had a guy in the backfield. I think it was... I think of that was 41.
Taflinger.
Yeah, Taflinger was back there.
Well, that was the, you know, where they pulled the guard and tackle, and he tried to tuck it inside, but we closed down the cutback lane. He bounced it outside. We had a person in position to make the tackle, but we missed the tackle. And then after that, it was sidestepping, jump cutting, working his way through and making people miss.
And I think we are seeing Elias Giles in his first snaps here at nose, too.
That brings an end to the third quarter with Quincy leading 50-27. It'll be first down, Blue Devils at the Galesburg 39 when we come back for the fourth quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I'm so excited our realtor found us a great house that we want to buy, but we need to sell our house. We're thinking about trying to sell it ourselves.
We tried selling our house ourselves, and I can honestly say that I wouldn't recommend it. We didn't get very many calls, and it was such a pain. Eventually, we called Century 21. They gave our house its own website. Plus, they advertised it, and we even ended up getting more money from the sale than we expected.
Visit Century21Galesburg.com or give them a call today.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball Saturday as the Redbirds take on the Giants. Coverage begins Saturday morning at 11:10.
Catch Cardinal Baseball on WGIL.
Now we're getting caught up looking here in the record books.
I can't find anything. I've been looking for records, but
we're not at that point. We're just anticipating the point. So I guess we ought to really kind of pay more attention here to, you know, it's actually happening as opposed to what happened many, sure, many years ago. So I'll let you guys do some thumbing through some things while we call the first play of the fourth quarter here. Quincy lines it up out of that wing tee. Double fake, handoff, rolling back, looking to pass. Prost lets it go on the far side of the field as a man open and overthrows. Wyatt Kill on the far side of the field. No, that can't be right. I don't think I have the right number there. Maybe Corey Haynes. That seems more logical. I can't see the number that far.
It was Drake. That was the intended receiver?
Yeah.
It was Drake Turner.
Okay.
The tight end, number 11.
So it's incomplete, regardless. Doesn't matter. Second down. Prost 2-for-4 passing tonight for 5 yards. Second and 10 from the Streak's 39-yard line. Giants have tied up the Cardinals at 3 in the bottom of the 7th. Brewers are within 1 of Pittsburgh, down 3-2. And the Rockies have scored. They trail the Diamondbacks 2-1 in the bottom of the 5th. Second and 10 at the Galesburg 39-yard line, just underway in the fourth quarter of a Quincy 50-27 lead here at Galesburg's homecoming. They toss it to Brock, room to run in the open field, slips a tackle, going for the far side. He's going to take it all the way. And he scores for the fourth time tonight, 39 yards out. And I've got him at 295 yards now on the night and 4 touchdowns.
Goodness. That's the Streaks had a guy there. I mean, there's nothing scheme-wise or wrong with what we're doing. He just made a move, and he made a move that we were unable at that point to stop. So it's just a better guy in that on that play.
Well, and when they toss it to him and he took his first step upfield, he had a lot of room to run already. And the extra point makes it 57-27, back to a 30-point lead, back to a 4-touchdown lead for Quincy. With only 16 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. 7 plays, 62 yards. Quincy took 3 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock. Brock's 4th touchdown run of the night.
He's just he's just able to make cuts without losing speed, and he accelerates back to top speed so fast. It's just different. It's just not something we normally when a player in high school puts his foot in the ground, it takes him a little bit to get back going in a different direction, and that's when defenses can close ground. He is able to put his foot in the ground and accelerate at the same time and get to top speed. Just it's different. It's different to watch, and anybody out here watching this, it notices that difference. It's not a huge difference, but it's definitely something that is unusual.
It just makes it look so easy.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's
effortless.
Working hard, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you that one of the things that occurs is that as far as the last couple of games that we've read about Quincy, those two running backs haven't played much in the second half.
That's true.
Are continuing to make them do that.
Well, you know, Kobe's pretty good himself at his cutbacks, you know, his jump cuts.
No doubt.
And for, you know, our second season here, we've been seeing what he can do. But like Jake, you're talking about is here's a guy that – two guys that come in and they're really good in their own right as well. You know, you mentioned that there is a difference. You can see a difference in those running backs and Kobe. And Kobe's good too. But these guys are just – showing a different level. There's a reason why he's going to Iowa State.
Found it. Uh-oh. 1997.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Rocky won the game 59-0 as the Silver Streaks did have the kickoff return here. So they'll start this drive from the 31. And now we got whistles. Somebody for Quincy, and what, lost a mouth guard or something?
Lost a mouthpiece.
So Streaks, 11:36 to go in the game. So we're just underway in the fourth quarter. They start this drive from the 31. They go to Kobe, up the middle, slips a tackle at the line of scrimmage, crosses up to the 40-yard line. Nice slippery run of 9 on first down.
Yeah, just kept his motor going, just kept his head down and moving forward. Picked up about 8 yards, 9 yards on the carry.
I don't want to overlook what Kobe has done here tonight and the effort that he's put in. He comes into the game. We've talked about this. He's got a target on his back all season long. Doesn't matter who the Streaks are going to play. The defense is going to go after him. So in four games, 336 yards. Given what Kobe did last year, that's not a reflection of what he's not getting done. That's a reflection of how defenses are keying on him as he gets the first down, running to the near side, steps out of bounds close to the 50, and another good carry. So he comes into the game, that's just 80 some yards a game in the first four. He picks up 10 here on 28 carries. He's at 120 yards.
He's the workhorse, no doubt. 28 carries is a big load for anybody to carry.
At any level.
But at the same time, the Blue Devils, they brought a blitz. And we were running power, and we had guys pick it up. In that case, we talked about him before, as Blaze Purchase picked up the blitz, and it sprung him for 10 yards. So, just as Quincy is being successful with their running game, to say, their offensive line is doing a good job, and here we are, we're driving the ball again, and we move into Blue Devil territory. So, Brad, looking at numbers, have we played them pretty square here in the second half?
And yeah, if we're looking at the third score. Third quarter was 14-13.
Yeah.
So they scored, and now we're on the move again down to the Quincy 28. Hand off to Kobe. Stopped there and pushed backwards as that hole was not there. So Kobe gets pushed backwards. He picked up 2 on first down, but he'll lose 4 on second down, bring up 3rd and 12. That is the first run for loss he's had in the last 13 carries.
Jake, I want to say, was that power again? It looked like we ran power 3 times in a row.
Yep, and he tried to come out the back door there, and it was closed.
All right, we'll run this play on 3rd and 12, and then we'll talk about the Alonzo Wise game against the Streaks that, at least at the time, was the rushing record. Play fake, Ayton rolling right, on the run, throws complete right at the first down marker.
Great route.
To David Vaynerman, and the nose of the football is sitting at the Quincy 40-yard line, right at the stick, right at it.
Oh, they
if that guy doesn't give it to him.
Nope, he didn't. He signaled fourth.
Wow.
Yeah, but what a great conversion.
Right,
it was.
It was 3rd and 12 or so, right?
It's fourth and inches now.
I thought it was a perfect route, ran exactly at the distance that was needed.
Yeah, 3rd and 8, I guess it was. Sorry.
No, it's 3rd and 12.
Yeah. Oh, is it 3rd and 12? Yeah. Because that power. Yeah, that's right. We'd gotten in their territory and then went back to ours.
So 4th and inches for the Streaks at the Quincy 40, trailing by 30. Ayton on the quarterback sneak. Got a yard, and the Streaks move the chains. All right, so 1997, Rock Island defeated the Silver Streaks 59-0. Alonzo Wise had 327 yards rushing on just 11 carries. He had touchdown runs that night of 87, 70, and his last 2 of the 4 were both for 46 yards.
So he did that mostly all in the first half and with a running clock in the second half.
I don't think there was running clock in 1997, though.
There was, because I played in 1997, and it happened to us on the bad side.
I guess I didn't realize it had been around that long.
Yeah, it has been.
One of the best things the IHSA ever did.
Right.
Kobe slipping some tackles, gets spun down, but he dives forward. He's spun down forward to the 35-yard line. He'll end up picking up another hard 4 out of that one.
Yeah, 1997, I was a junior, and Spring Valley Hall put it to us pretty good.
Back
in the
90s. They were mighty tough.
Yeah, it was our first game of the year, and they put it to us for 40 points, and there was a running clock then.
Thank goodness, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
All right. Second and
5. Another 5-yard
long
run.
Long 5 here. From the Quincy 35-yard line.
3 tight ends in the ball game at this point.
Streaks have to get it down to the 29 for a first down. The handoff to Kobe again. Penetration in the backfield, and he's stacked up not even to the line of scrimmage. He'll lose a yard.
Yes, I'm looking at numbers here. You know, we're driving the ball, and Quincy has not subbed out. They still have their horses in there in defense.
So it'll be third and seven here. Clock winding, under 7.5 minutes to go in the game of a 57-27 Quincy lead here at Galesburg's homecoming.
To Sean's point, the horse is not in the ball game. Drill Brock is no longer playing defense.
Out of the eye. Streaks on third and long. Play fake. Ayton rolling right again. Good same ball, play. Yep. This time to Juwan Pulley for a first down. In first down territory. Thrown right on the money. And Pulley pushed out of bounds at the 23. And the Streaks move the chains on a third and long.
Perfectly on time. Right out of his break. And in the perfect spot. That ball was exactly where you want it to be at the right time.
So mark it at the 23-yard line on a gain of 12. Pulley's second catch of the night. This is Juwan Pulley for 37 yards. And Ayton is quietly thrown for 139 on the night.
Very nice.
Kobe single setback, Ayton under center. Kobe on a delay, up the middle, spins off a couple of tackles inside the 20, now pushes the pile forward, and finally the play stopped by whistle as Kobe gets thrown down at the end, but he got inside the 20 for a pickup of four more.
Got a player down. Can't see who that is. Is that a... That is a Silver Streak that's down.
Yeah, I can see a six, but I can't see anything other than that. So both teams head to the sidelines. Coach Mike Washabaugh comes out to check on his players. 6:48 to go in the game. 57-27 is the Quincy lead. And... Brandon Terrell looking in the lower leg.
I see Connor Ayton on the sideline getting snaps from Nick Bastion. So maybe that is Kane Johnson.
Kane Johnson.
That could be
that
down.
That would make sense. Yep. Sean, my apologies to you, by the way. You were not up here when your interview. I got it edited. Never got it sent to the radio station.
Oh.
So my most sincere apologies publicly to you for not getting that sent in.
And, well, we've got a piece for next week now, don't we?
And to Mindy Ritchie and to Jeff Houston for not getting their comments in as well. And it was good to have Jeff back in the building. He expressed some sincere thanks in there. That
yeah, he did. You know, it was we commented last week about the fact that he was gone. It was a family issue that was an emergency they had to deal with. It says he missed that week of school. And as I worded the question in a sense where I didn't want to force him into discussing something he may not want to. But one of the things that he was very grateful for was the outpouring that we had from the staff and the people there at the high school who pitched in, helped out in as many ways as possible, sent well wishes, prayers, and everything. And he really wanted to just, you know, say thank you to the people that at the high school and compliment what a great staff he has there, but also people in the community who may be in touch with what was going on and sent his best wishes to all those folks with that. So that was certainly something that he wanted to make sure he wanted to get out there and let people know, because as the segment's called, What's Good at GHS? And he wanted to really share the fact that we have an outstanding staff that's there working for him at the high school, and he wanted to share that with everybody.
Caden Johnson is up, but the bad news is he's having to be helped off the field, favoring
left
ankle maybe. So he's draped over two people helping him off. So that's unfortunate. 6:48 to go in the game with the Streaks down 30. And, of course, that's, you know, that's one of the reasons, as Jake mentioned just a moment ago, that Jarrell Brock is not on the field. Because as a coach, you don't want to have to see something like this happen in any situation. But especially in a game where the outcome is really not at stake at the moment. So they've got him seated on the bleachers on the sideline. They'll get him checked out. And Kobe with a nice run, trying to break free to the outside, but finally the swarm stops him and pushes him backward. But he got inside the 10-yard line for another first down. Kobe continues to add to his rushing total for the night, picking up 11 more. Did you pick up anything down there on the sideline, Jake, that you might be able to add there?
Yeah, they're looking at a really lower ankle issue, I think, right here. They're just doctors are checking him out right now. He's in a bit of pain. It's not knee. They're checking stability of his ankle.
Kobe again, finding some holes to the right side, plows over a defender and falls forward to the 2, maybe the 1 yard line, and the Streaks are knocking on the door of another touchdown, which would be Kobe's fourth of the night if he ends up finishing it off here, halfway through quarter number 4 here. It's been all Kobe on this drive. Carries of 9, 10, 2, minus 4, plus 4, minus 1, 4, 11. That one goes for 6 more, down to the 2. He's up to 142 yards rushing, 97 here in the second half alone. Will they go to him for the final 2? Out of the eye. Kobe gets the carry, running left, and he'll get it easily. Runs to the outside, untouched, for his fourth touchdown of the night.
Yeah, Quincy's, you know, they've made changes on defense. They've got different bodies in there, you know, a product of that. But nonetheless, you know, we've shown this whole second half an ability to get the ball and drive down the field. Have we punted this half?
No.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a great sign. You know, it wasn't until here probably halfway through this drive that we saw substitutions by Quincy. So we've done a lot of good things here in the second half against, you know, the Quincy Blue Devils, who have not subbed out until just recently, as the PAT was good there. So 57-34.
With 5:35 to go in the game, and the Silver Streaks put together a 6-minute scoring drive there, which is another positive thing we can take out of this. 6-minute scoring drive at the high school level. You put some of those together, you can do a lot of good things down the stretch.
Absolutely.
So 57-34, 12-play scoring drive, 69 yards, 6 minutes, 1 second off the clock. Meanwhile, Milwaukee has erupted and now leads Pittsburgh 7-3 in the top of the sixth inning, while the Cardinals and Giants are tied at 3, and the Rockies have tied the game with the Diamondbacks. So things were looking pretty good for the Cardinals there for a while, and then that's all gone south. Meanwhile, the Fighting Illini have resumed in the second half, trailing Penn State 21-17. Again, we'll pick up the Illinois game following our broadcast here on WGIL, which after 10 o'clock here, this one's gone pretty late, but I guess, you know, when you score 91 points in a game, it's going to take a while. 91 points, 57-34.
I called it earlier. It's going to be 100 tonight.
Yeah, you did.
Little pooch kick here. James Hayden is a great spot. We got it.
It's Faderman who's going to return it. You can't advance it. If we can't foul that up.
Are the officials going to call it?
Yeah, the guy's got the spot
there.
Okay,
there's the referee out there. He's saying the ball should be down. But the Streaks are going to have the ball. That's the most important thing.
At the 30-yard line.
I'll tell you, I don't know how many games the Galesburg Silver Streaks are going to win this year, but what a huge step forward this game represents in this season, with 5:21 to go in the game.
Hey, what a great kick, too. I mean, it had it perfectly placed right where there nobody was. You had a nice distance to that, and we were able to run right to it. So, and, you know, unfortunately, you can't advance that ball, but what a great bounce right to Vaynerman in full stride, and he ran it untouched in the end zone. But that's how it goes. It wasn't touched by the defense, so you cannot advance that ball. But nonetheless, here we are, first down and 31 going in with 5:31 to go in the game.
So the Silver Streaks keep the offensive momentum going, hopefully. Ayton, handoff, backfield, Ramirez, hang on to that ball, Kobe. Got stopped up, but forward progress across the 30 to about the 28 for a gain of 3 more.
You know, I noticed that Kobe has a sleeve on his right arm. As it turns out, the story is that earlier this week for a dress-up day for homecoming, there was a certain faculty member that dressed up as Kobe. This is LeBron James, and had an arm sleeve on their arm. Well, as that faculty member, end of the day, one of the football players came up and said, hey, can I have that? I'm going to give that to Kobe to use. So here we are as a result of that. So we had LeBron James in the at the high school, and now we have Kobe wearing that arm sleeve that has a little bit of those rubber things on the sleeve helping hold on to it. So keep holding on to the ball there. Another run by Kobe.
That was Deontay Pulley.
Oh, sorry about that.
Kobe's not in the ball game right now.
But a nice assist to that faculty member who has a little football in his background himself.
Yes, and if
Kobe's back on the field now.
If any of our listeners want to go and look at that on the Twitter, it is on the Galesburg High School Twitter page feed, and that would have been about Tuesday, which would have been posted. It was meme day, and so it replicating a meme, favorite meme.
Back to pass Ayton on 3rd and 7 across the middle, and a big hit.
I guess who's back in the ballgame?
Well, right after the pass arrived at the spot where Chase Castile was. And yeah, go ahead, Jake. It was.
Well, that's right in front of me. And the big guy's back in the ballgame.
They all are. They're all back.
Yep.
Yeah, it didn't take anything but an onside kick, or not an onside kick recovery, but a pooch kick recovery to put that first team defense right back at all members of the first team defense. A lot of them were still out there.
Yeah. And listen, that hasn't hindered us. We've moved the ball against this unit, too.
That's right.
Yep.
So, the streaks still are moving the ball against the right people.
Going for it on 4th and 7 here inside the Quincy 30. Ayton, the short snap, but it comes to him, looking, going long, down the middle. Ramirez, juggled, and then dropped it. He had it. He was open. It came right to him, even despite a snap that wasn't like it should have been. But Connor kept his composure, and he found Kobe up the middle of the field, and he just couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, he threw that perfectly, about 8 yards deep. Had the nose turnover, dropped right in there for Kobe, and just couldn't pull it in. You're going to have those, but nice throw.
Yeah.
And certainly, again, respect from Coach Little over there, and the fact that there's 4 minutes to go, and he thought the game was, under wraps and everything, but he had to put his defense back out there again because he was worried about the fact that we're going to score and get this game back in reach.
And the starting offense is back out there as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just imagining if the streaks score there, that would have been their 40th point of the game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Against this Quincy team, and they would have been within 17, 16 points. Handoff up the middle. Good run up to the 35-yard line.
Would be Brock.
Jarrell Brock.
Yep.
Picks up 7.
Gosh, 23 points up.
With 3 minutes to go.
With 3 minutes to go.
3:43 and counting.
Now he's coming off.
Brock's coming out.
Because he's over 300 yards. 302 yards after that carry.
Do you think that's why they did that?
No, I don't. I really don't.
I don't know. I hope not. But
I mean, most coaches don't have that kind of.
No, they don't.
They don't know how many yards their guys carried for.
Kreider's still in the ball game, and he's just as dangerous.
Yep.
There he comes. Double dive.
Here it is.
He gets it.
Hold on, Cody.
But he's tackled in the back. He's thrown down. Cody Thomas with a major tackle for loss and a bit of a statement on that play. Wasn't dirty. It was just hard.
Yep.
Yep. And even the officials are trying to slow this down. They're taking a few extra seconds before they
spot it.
Before they spot the ball for the play clock, and recognizing here that we've got a ball game that is obviously out of reach, but a bunch of high school ball players that are still playing extremely hard.
It's been an entertaining
game.
Here
comes the penalty.
Yep,
they took a timeout.
You're right. So clock stops, 2:26 to go. Quincy facing third down. They have faced third down only 3 times tonight. So, streaks will go on the road for 2 games coming up. In fact, have either of you checked Twitter in a while? I'm curious about the Rock Island game against Donovan. We know how the Moline UT game turned out. We don't know the score, but we know how that one turned out. Oh, there it is right there, 56-0. I didn't really need the score, but
that was Moline.
There it is. That was Moline over UT. Sterling Newman. Wow. Sterling Newman over Rock Ridge, 42-0.
Yikes.
I really thought Rock Ridge would give him. I'm not surprised Sterling Newman won. But
so I've got a tweet from 20 minutes ago. Rock Island 34, Alleman 20 with 9:52 left.
Okay.
The tweeter also commented that there has been 21 penalties called this that game.
Apparently,
I wonder what the distribution would be of that between Rock Island and Alleman, Rocks and Pioneers.
Brad and I saw that they had 11 penalties. Rock Island had 11 penalties last week alone.
Yeah.
So they are very prone.
They go to Benjamin, the backup fullback, who pretty strong run for a first down on third and about seven. And he advances it all the way up to the 43-yard line.
Now, if they want to, and if Coach Wash's unit would let it go, they can take three knees here and run this completely out.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Kreider leave. He's out of the game now after that play.
So, I mean,
I don't know how much wholesale we have with the Quincy line here. But
some changes. Quarterbacks still in the ballgame.
Yeah, quarterback's in. We have Haynes at one wing back. There's a double dive to Haynes.
They go to Rudd, who had one short carry earlier. Nope, you're right. That was Haynes. My apologies. He'll pick up seven. Well, if they get one more first down, that'll definitely do it. But they really, really
they don't need it.
Nope. Well, I'll tell you, it's been entertaining. It's been a fun game to watch. The Silver Streaks could have laid down early on when Quincy scored on pretty much every possession of the first half. They didn't do it, and they continue to battle.
And here they line up
and
in
now,
the victory formation.
Prost will
wait for the back judge to count. There it is.
Takes the knee. And they'll have to do that one more time. And that'll be officially the game. But I think we can all agree, major steps forward for the Silver Streaks here tonight.
Yeah, you don't normally say that in a loss of 23 points. But, you know, you almost had to, and a lot of people left. And so they're not seeing this. But what you don't understand unless you stayed here and watched is the attitude of this team and the effort of these guys, especially offensively, to do what they did against first unit defensive starters for Quincy. And they've moved the football. They did it in the first half, and they especially did it in the second half.
One final knee by Prost, and that does it. So the Silver Streaks will fall 57-34. They drop to 0-5 at the midpoint of the season, while Quincy improves to 4-1 and 2-0 in conference play. We'll take a timeout, come back with your postgame, including a visit with Streaks head coach Mike Washabaugh. 57-34 the final. This is Silver Streaks football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Dickerson's Photography, encouraging you to come out and catch all the action of local high school sports. Go Streaks!
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house. So if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel. But a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Gone
Concrete is one of the most expensive and imperative parts of any building project. Whether you're laying the foundation for your dream home or putting in a decorative concrete patio, Courtright Construction of Oneida is the best in the business. So give them a call. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Century 21 on North Henderson in Galesburg, your local leader in real estate. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the GHS postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
57-34, Quincy defeats Galesburg on homecoming. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Kratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let's go down to the field. Jake Miller is with head coach Mike Washabaugh.
Yeah, Coach and I were just having a little conversation there during the break, and Coach, the one thing I wrote down on my notepad just in one word was the word growth. And we talk about growth mindset as teachers and coaches. And just talk to us a little bit about the second half there and the growth that you maybe saw from your team, especially offensively.
Yeah, I mean, and a huge goal last week was starting fast. That we accomplished that, you know, and the big goal this week was playing four quarters, which we have not done in any game yet thus far. You know, and I don't think the kids flinched whatsoever. You know, and that showed up in the second half. You know, whether their kids got on skates. I mean, I don't know that until, you know, I see the film, whether they backed off or not. But our kids kept pounding the rock and doing what we asked of them, you know, and just growth over the 5 weeks. You know, I was pleased with the effort that we gave in the second half.
Yeah, that just was such a weird second half in terms of after the first half where we didn't stop them. We couldn't stop anybody. And obviously they have one, if not two, very superior running backs that made it difficult to stop. But in the second half, what we noticed, what we talked about in the second half, was just the continued stick-to-itiveness is the word Brad used, that our guys put out there, and as a testament to you guys. And obviously we got Kobe going a little bit there. Connor made some nice throws and got going with his legs. Offensively, is this kind of what you saw, your vision at least, you know, kind of coming in? Is this what you want the Streaks to look like?
Yeah, I mean, we were able to control them getting out of the box on some sets, and then we got into our heavy sets, you know, and we were able to get the dent that we wanted. You know, I would envision being able to throw the ball a lot more and more effectively, which I think our guys are doing, and they're pushing to get there, you know. But we got to keep guys out of the box to keep whoever our R is, whoever F is that are getting those touches. We have to keep guys out of the box, you know, and we're doing it with our outside run game, and we're really trying to push our pass game, and we're getting the protection around to where it needs to be, you know. So, I mean, we have to keep pushing the envelope because, you know, we can't line up and empty and throw the ball every down, and we can't line up in our tight, heavy stuff and win every single down. Just not the type of team we are this year. So we've got to keep pushing the envelope.
And finally, obviously, the story of the night's going to be, you know, what those guys did rushing the football tonight, and what Drill Brock did is they have him up there at over 300 yards of rushing, and Kreider was just as good, to be honest. He was dynamic, touching it two times and scoring twice. You know, obviously it isn't a game plan situation. Are those guys just physically that good?
Yeah, and I hate to comment on it without seeing film, you know, because a lot of those things, you're watching one specific thing down on the sideline, or the guys upstairs are watching one specific thing, you know, so I hate to point the finger at anybody specific. I mean, clearly they're very talented. That's the number 12 running back in the country by the recruiting stuff and all that stuff. And the Kreider kid, I was, you know, hands down, he's the real deal as well. Last year when I saw him play up in Geneseo, you know, live before we played him, I'm like, he's not a sophomore, you know. So they are talented, but then, you know, everybody in our league, I mean, guess what? There's three backs next week that we got to stop, and, you know, very similar scheme, not in double tight, but very similar scheme that we're going to have to toe the line, and we have to, again, we got to get better on defense, you know, and we got to get stops. And we've done it at times, but we got to do it collectively, and we got to get a four-quarter effort and limit the big plays. And that was a big thing we preached this week, but we clearly struggled with that.
You know, finally, are there any concerns? We sure didn't show it tonight, and it's a tribute to you guys. There were concerns, obviously, with the record as it is. You know, how are we going to keep our guys interested in making sure they come out? Does that come from you guys? Is it going to come from our senior leaders or whoever the leaders are? Are they going to come out and continue to put forth the effort? They sure did tonight. There was absolutely no quitting these guys tonight.
And I talked to the kids about it. I'm like, I'm not going to change, you know, whether we're 9-0 or 5-0 at this point or 0-5. Like, I'm bringing the same, you know, preparation on the weekend, everything we do. You know, our freshmen have to get on a bus ride tomorrow and go down there and play. So, you know, nothing changes in my eyes, you know. And we owe it to those seniors, you know, to give it their best effort, you know. And we have played quality teams. I'm not going to make that as an excuse or anything, but the five teams we played are good teams, you know, and they exploited things that on both sides of the ball, they exploited things that, you know, that they were able to get us to stop us offensively or hit big homers, you know. And we have to just continue to grow and keep approaching it the same way.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thanks, Coach Wash.
Yep.
Great to hear from Coach Wash about the end of every game. Our thanks to Jake for catching up with him. We'll take a break here, come back, take a look at our final statistics, and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Haven't even talked about that, so we got to get that one figured out as well. So Streaks fall tonight 57-34. You're listening to Galesburg High School Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Some lessons you just got to learn the hard way.
Are you referring to my attempt to wear bangs in the 90s?
I'm referring to my mom fail.
What do you mean?
I thought I could save some money on eye exams, and I took the kids to one of those get your groceries and eye exams in the same place stores. Yeah, turns out you shouldn't try to save money at the expense of your children's vision. Thank goodness we got into Kehoe Eye Care, and everyone can see now.
Well, now you know.
Don't learn the hard way. Get the best possible eye health and vision care with the latest technology. Available only at Kehoe Eye Care.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Make this a September to remember at YEM in Galesburg. With massive September savings and low payments. It's Sarah Yem. Drive a new 2018 Silverado for less than $250 a month, or a new 2018 Chevy Malibu as low as $199 a month. Don't wait. Make this a September to remember all the way to the bank with Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Upon delivery, tax and license extra. Approved credit, see Yem for details.
Say yes to Yem.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Final statistics here for Silver Streaks Football and WGIL, brought to you by Century 21. You're a local leader in real estate. Jarrell Brock, 18 carries, 302 yards to lead Quincy in a 57-34 victory tonight. Brock ran it in four times for touchdowns. Adante Kreider, 8 carries, 149 yards. His first two touches of the night were both touchdown runs of 58 and 45 yards. After that, the Silver Streaks, talk about defensive improvement, held him to 6 carries on 46 yards. Now, they didn't stop him entirely, but his first three runs, 58, 45, and 26. After that, the Streaks held him to carries of 1, 7, 12, 2, and minus 2. So we're talking about the offensive signs of improvement. There's a step forward. And let's be honest, nobody's really stopped Jarrell Brock all season for three seasons. Garrett Drew, the fullback, 6 carries, 38 yards, including a touchdown. Donovan Prost had 3 carries for 4. His last two were taking a knee. Corey Haynes had a 7-yard run, and the backup fullback, Benjamin, had 2 carries for 10 yards. Prost threw it only 4 times tonight for 5 yards. Quincy, negligible penalties of 35 yards. For the Silver Streaks, Kobe Ramirez, 37 carries for 147 yards and 4 touchdowns. He carried it 102 yards in the second half alone. Connor Ayton rushed it 10 times, 57 yards. Dave Vaynerman had a 4-yard run. Deontay Pulley had 2 carries for 8 yards. And James Hayden had a fake punt of 7 yards. It led to a first down. Connor Ayton passing tonight. Didn't add this up, but 4. So he was 12 of 16 for 139. I take that back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 of 16 for 139 yards. Vaynerman had 4 receptions for 35 yards. Dewan Pulley had 2 catches for 37 yards. Ramirez had a 37-yard reception. Chase Tastiel caught 1 for 19 yards. And Justice Gatson had a 4-yard reception. Silver Streaks also negligible penalties for 21 yards. We'll take a final timeout here on the post game. We'll come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and set up next week's game as well. As a final from homecoming, Quincy wins at 57-34. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house, so if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel. But a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Start your morning with 2 of your favorites for $4, like an Egg McMuffin, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time, cannot be combined with any combo meal.
They have become as politicized as everything else in this country seems to have been politicized.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Final order of business, our day is Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We got some candidates tonight, guys. Who wants to go first?
Well, we talked about...
Jake says Sean.
Yeah, we talked about a few of the guys here. You know, we had the fake punt with Hayden. We had a strange reception with Castile on a ball that should have been picked off, ended up in his hands and gave us a first down. You know, we had other big plays. We had Connor Ayton, who had made some nice plays on times where we needed a run and was able to tuck it and get a first down.
Really his best overall game, I thought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and he the number of times that he did a quarterback sneak for us to get a first down,
yep,
I thought it was
right.
A third down or a second down conversion, whatever it was. We had that in there as well. He threw for close to 140 yards, but you know I still have a hard time overlooking just the number of times Kobe carried the ball, which was, what'd you say?
37.
37 times for
147 yards.
Close to 150 yards. You know, I just good output from a number of guys, but you know, I just look at Kobe and say that's where we go. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, the only. There's no doubt. I think that Kobe is the crunch time player of the game for the amount of carries, the amount of times we gave him the football. He didn't put it on the ground. He put it in the end zone 4 times. He nearly caught one for a touchdown. He's clearly the offensive target on our team in terms of other teams' defenses and what they want to do. So for that, I would definitely agree that Kobe's deserving of that award tonight.
All right. Kobe Ramirez, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, although the Silver Streaks do not win, so 0-5 on the season now, so despite the progress, despite the encouragement, still haven't found one in the win column for first-year head coach Mike Washabaugh as of yet. Next week, the odds of it happening aren't real good, but, you know, these guys have made some nice steps forward. Certainly the coaching staff isn't going to give up anything, but, you know, Mike mentioned we're going to see 3 really good running backs, and we've seen what Moline has done to the opposition so far this year. They're the defending Western Big Six Conference champs and look every little bit of out to defend their title again this year. So we know it won't be easy, that's for sure.
No,
but nothing else has been up to this point anyway, so what the heck?
No, it's been an uphill climb, and it's certainly something that we've seen where we've gone from week 3 to where we are now. And tonight, you know, was our best offensive output against a team that is really that's in contention to win the Big Six.
One drop touchdown pass away from 40 points.
You
tonight.
Know, yeah, and we haven't put up that amount of points all
nope.
year, and we put together some very nice drives with some outstanding play call and some real nice plays by the kids themselves. So, you know, certainly growth, you know, getting in the right direction. Jake talked about that with the post-game interview with Coach Washabaugh about having growth and showing that type of growth, and certainly we're heading those right directions. And, you know, you don't like a loss, but we put up 34 points against a team that is legitimately in contention to win the Big Six. Jake?
Yeah, if there's anybody still out there paying attention right now, the one thing I want to get across to those people is that I wrote it down on my sheet that growth is occurring and it's happening. You know, Sean and I have coached through seasons like this. We've seen it before. We've seen other teams go through it.
And we've seen people go stagnant.
Yeah, and people have gone stagnant. That's exactly my point. And this is not what we're seeing. We are seeing them better in week five than they were in week two, three, and four. I completely believe that they'll continue to get better. I completely believe that they will give Moline as much as they can and continue to get better throughout the year. It's a credit to the staff. It's a credit to these kids to continue to stay interested and to continue to come out here and put together the type of ball games that they have. They were, again tonight, outgunned in this fight, but they still continued to do the things that we saw. Weird second half, because after that first half, you're supposed to see a whole bunch of other points scored in the second half by Quincy, and this game's supposed to be over quickly. But that just wasn't the case tonight.
Nor was it the case in the Rochelle game either.
Exactly right. Those games aren't supposed to end the way they did. They're supposed to end with running clocks when you're down by 30 points at half. That's just the way it goes. It's the way it's always gone. And the streaks haven't been 40-pointed. I don't expect it to happen this season. Or, you know, next week is going to be a tough one. But they continue to fight. They don't quit. And this coaching staff has instilled something that will continue to be grown upon later on.
First of two straight road games next week at Moline. We'll have it for you here on Friday night. Guys, we'll see you then, and thanks as always. Final score, 57-34. Quincy wins it. And our thanks to Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer, as well. Again, sophomores lost tonight as well, 27-6. Hope you have a good rest of your weekend. Don't forget Fighting Illini football coming your way next. They're hanging in there with Penn State, 28-24 Nittany Lions at last check. We'll get you to that after we close it out from here. Good night from Van Dyke Field.
Thanks for listening to GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports. The top stories of the day and so much more. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
The Warren County Sheriff's Department says two 15-year-old boys are facing burglary and aggravated fleeing and eluding charges, among others, for allegedly stealing a car, then trying to break into a home, then leading police on both vehicle and foot chases. Sheriff Martin Edwards says the break-in was reported early today in a Lexus, and authorities discovered the two teens when what was described as a suspicious vehicle was seen leaving town. The two teens were found following the chase after fleeing on foot when their car went through a pasture and a fence in rural Mercer County. Two Abingdon men had their bond set at $20,000 in Knox County Circuit Court this afternoon on methamphetamine possession charges. 23-year-old Dylan Watkins and 19-year-old Devin Brooks were arrested at around 12:30 this morning following a traffic stop in